It's time for Northwest Missouri State Basketball on the Bearcat Radio Network. Let's go courtside for today's game.
And good afternoon from Bearcat Arena. The 2012-2013 regular season comes to an end today in a real historic matchup between Northwest Missouri State and Truman State. Matt Gorder here along with John Coffey. John, one thing is, it's odd in the last game of the regular season to be playing a team for the first time. So many times we've been used to the double round robin, or you play teams late in the season that you've already played early on in the season, but this is a first meeting for these teams this year.
Not only is it odd that you're playing them for the first time this season, but also the last time as members of the MIAA, as Truman State moving to the Great Lakes Conference after this season. Now, Northwest may have a chance to play them pretty quickly next week, but again, it's kind of a shame that this will be the last meeting in the regular season for these two teams as MIAA members. But again, as you say, you've gone through the entire season. The way this conference works with the additional teams coming in, this is one of the teams you haven't seen all year long, and it's here in the final week of the season. And a lot of basketball has been played leading up to this one, but this game means a lot for several different reasons for both of these teams.
And that's what we talk about with this matchup, not only in the women's game, but also in the men's game. There's a lot on the line for the teams in terms of first-round buys, where you're going to be, are you going to travel next week for the first round of the tournament, all of that. You know, we've got big sheets of scenarios, which, you know, obviously we won't try to go through now. We'll wait until the end of the game until they're a little bit easier to figure out, but still a lot to figure out, even though there's only one game left today.
Yeah, it's amazing how many different possibilities there is as far as the matchups for the MIAA postseason tournament. Now, the nice thing about it, really, for both of these teams is they're in the tournament. It's just a matter of who and where you play for the Northwest women. They'll be playing an opening round game either here on Tuesday night or on the road, depending on the way things turn out. And for the Northwest men, they're playing right now for as high as a number 3 seed to as low as a number 5 seed. So obviously you want to be in that 3 or 4 seed to be able to get a first round bye, but still, a lot of things can happen by the end of the day.
And the simple way to look at it for the Northwest women today, they could end up anywhere from 8 to 10, basically. But if they get a win and Missouri Southern gets a loss, then we know that Northwest will be here on Tuesday. So if you want something to cheer for, that's one way you can kind of look at it. And then depending on what happens with Southern, Missouri Western, Southwest Baptist today, that's how you determine where they're going to end up. But the simple way to look at it is just win today. That's all you can control, and hope to get a little bit of help with Missouri Southern playing Central Oklahoma today.
Like, you have to have a doctorate in mathematics to be able to figure out exactly all the scenarios here today.
Northwest Missouri State and Truman State, our doubleheader this afternoon. We're back with more from the Bearcat from Bearcat Arena after this. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for this Bearcat sports broadcast comes from Carson Sports Grill, located at 310 North Main, offering lunch and dinner meals for dine-in or carry-out. Carson's, featuring a selection of sandwiches, appetizers, and more. For more information, call 582-2699.
Northwest Department of English and Modern Languages offers undergraduate majors and minors in English, Spanish, Deaf Studies and Writing, as well as graduate programs in English. Learn more at www.nwmissouri.edu.
Northwest Missouri State Bearcat Sports on the Bearcat Radio Network is brought to you in part by the Bearcat Booster Club, assisting the athletic department in funding improvements and providing equipment for the various teams. The Bearcat Booster Club, 562-1713.
Today's game on the Bearcat Radio Network is brought to you in part by Mr. Goodson's in Maryville, serving sub sandwiches, hot pastas, salads, soups, and sides. Delivery service is also provided. Mr. Goodson's at 121 South Main in Maryville, 582-2368.
Support for today's Bearcat broadcast comes from Maryville Glass and Lock, offering 24-hour emergency service, locksmithing, auto glass, rock chip repair, storefronts, and entrances. Located at 5th and Buchanan, 582-3131, or at MaryvilleGlassandLock.com.
Today's game is underwritten by national investors and Northwest alumni R. Joe Smith and Greg Wilson. Services include asset protection and retirement planning, estate organization, and insurance options. National investors with a national office in Redfield, Iowa.
Today's broadcast is brought to you by St. Francis Hospital and Health Services in Maryville. Founded in 1894, St. Francis Hospital and Health Services provides health care for residents in Northwest Missouri and Southwest Iowa, 660-562-2600.
Today's game is underwritten by Shelter Insurance, providing auto, home, life, and business insurance, 24-hour claims assistance, and insurance protection reviews. More information from Shelter Insurance agents Dave Weigel of Maryville, Craig Thompson of Albany, and Jonathan Miller of Mound City.
You may be big, but even guys.
Godzilla ain't getting this ball. You're listening to Northwest Missouri State Basketball on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Back out at Bearcat Arena, Northwest Missouri State and Truman State, our doubleheader here along the Bearcat Radio Network this afternoon. And John with us, Northwest women's team, really kind of the same as the men's team. Didn't look great necessarily in the first half of their games coming off of an off day last Saturday, but seemed like they got better as the game went on, and hopefully that will carry into today because they've got a tough matchup with Truman State.
Oh, that they do. A Truman State team that's really turned some things around under Coach Michael Smith. He, many years ago, was a graduate assistant here at Northwest under Wayne Winstead. He's gone on to forge a very successful career in his fifth year at Truman State. He's got a team right now, 19-5 overall, 12-4 in the conference, and a team that's been nationally ranked in the lower 20s there throughout on occasion this season, and really been playing some good basketball. And again, you look at Truman State, you look at Northwest, both playing for a lot of things as far as seedings in the postseason tournament. So it's going to be a game that both of these teams are going to have to play well, and I think both teams have a lot to play for here, so it should be an exciting game.
Northwest Missouri State and Truman State, our doubleheader this afternoon. When we come back on the pregame show, we'll hear from the head coach of the Northwest women's basketball team, Mark Kellogg. That's after this. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network.
Today's Northwest Alumni Salute is brought to you by the Northwest Alumni Association. Information on membership benefits at 660-562-1248.
1974 graduate of Northwest Missouri State University, Dr. Ron Woolsey's time on the Northwest campus included being a part of the Bearcat Junior Varsity football program, as well as a varsity track and field pole vaulter. He says, though, he still appreciates the academic opportunities he had at Northwest.
I had a industrial arts major and a physical education major with first ed and driver's ed. So academically, I really enjoyed my time there. I only had 3 years in my undergraduate studies. I finished up, and like I said, I did an early student teaching in a summer school and then started teaching in 74.
Woolsey received his master's degree from Northwest in 1978, and in addition to teaching at the high school level, also had an opportunity as an instructor at Northwest before seeking his doctorate from Iowa State. Well, as he says, since obtaining his doctorate, he spent most of his career in education.
I spent about 11 years at Indiana State University and then about 7 years in industry as an engineering manager and had an opportunity to take over as a graduate coordinator at the University of Central Missouri, coordinate two graduate programs there at the master's level and a consortium PhD program with one of my alma maters, Indiana State University, Bowling Green State University, ECU, and North Carolina A&T.
1974 graduate of Northwest Missouri State University, Dr. Ron Woolsey.
Today's Northwest Alumni Salute is brought to you by the Northwest Alumni Association. Information on membership benefits at 660-562-1248.
The pregame interview with Northwest women's head basketball coach Mark Kellogg is brought to you by Carson Sports Grill in Maryville, 310 North Main, 582-2699.
Back on the pregame show before this afternoon's regular season finale between Northwest Missouri State and Truman State. Joining us now is Northwest head coach Mark Kellogg. Coach, you guys coming off of that win at Kearney on Wednesday. What was it about that game that you liked? How did the team play Wednesday night?
Well, good enough to win on the road, and we hadn't done that a lot this year. Offensively, we took good shots, shot at a really high percentage, so that was good to see. I thought so that had to do with Kearney, probably in a little bit of what the defense that they were playing against us. And then we buckled down a good enough defensively after a bad start defensively to the game. I thought the second half, I think we only gave up 22 points or something like that in the second half. So we got a little bit better defensively. We'll have to have a much better effort tonight than what we played on Wednesday. But we'd had a week off, too, so I think it was just a little bit of that, playing Kearney, being on the road, and having a week off that contributed to probably not the most fluid game.
I guess the big thing is you got that. You got your legs back under you a little bit for a tougher game today, but you got kind of an important day off last Saturday in a crucial time of the season for your team.
Yeah, no, we did. We had that week off, which we were healthy going into Wednesday, and we should feel pretty good about our health coming into this game today. So we should be pretty well rested. We didn't do much Thursday. Had a good practice yesterday, so we should be pretty ready to go. The weirdest part is just playing Truman, who we have not seen the last game of the year, and you're playing somebody that you haven't seen or played against at all this season. I don't think I've ever in all my coaching coaching days or even playing days gone this late in the season and seeing a team for the first time. So that's been a little bit different, but nothing we haven't seen before.
When you get to this point of the season, how do practices change? I mean, are you going as hard as you were early, or are there major differences at this time of the year?
Well, major from what, yes, differences from what we were doing in November or October, but not, you know, about the last month, 3 weeks. It's, you know, they're pretty short. They're an hour, hour and a half long. Again, we've seen so many different types of teams by this year. Most of the game planning we've at least run against somebody else earlier in the year. I mean, I think Truman shoots it a little bit like Northeastern, so we kind of went with a similar game plan that we had against Northeastern for Truman. You know, I just think their guards are that good. But as far as practicing, no, it's the same stuff. You get them in and out. We have a group of guys that comes and practice against us so we can get our kids lots of breaks. We don't have to compete against each other very much in practice right now. We just go against our boys group, and then our two GAs get thrown out there in the mix too.
Well, with the matchup today, you've mentioned a couple of things about Truman. It seems like with this team that experience has played a big role. They've got several players that have played for them for the last three, even 4 years. Do you see that experience on the court?
I do. I'm in a coaching staff. I think he's in his fifth year there with all these players that have been in the program. So you can tell they're just, you know, they don't completely wow you, but at the same time they do. I mean, they're just really good. I just think their guards are tremendous. Their posts are really good. And they just shoot it so well. They shoot 42%+ from the three as a team. And that's just unheard of this late in the year to keep shooting it at that percentage. And they make a lot of them. It's not like they just shoot it like that and don't take very many. They take a lot of threes and they just make them. So we're really going to have to defend the three-point line, but they can put it on the floor. And I think Beckham McHenry is one of the best players in our league, especially one of the best guards in our league. And they got a couple kids that shoot it around her. So we're going to have to be on our game. You know, we'll play them some zone, which a lot of people don't, probably a little scared to do it. It's kind of what we do, so we're still going to play zone, but we're going to have to make sure we got hands up on all their shooters.
When you've got guards that are like that can shoot but can also drive, do you tend to have the outside defenders maybe play a little harder knowing they've got help behind them if there is a drive?
Yeah, a little bit of both. I mean, we're going to have to crowd their space for sure, so they're not getting set shot threes on us, but you don't want to just get beat completely off the dribble where we're helping and then they're able to pass, because these kids can pass and find people, so then your rotations just have to be so quick on the backside that, you know, you just start breaking down if you allow that to happen. But yes, our fours and fives are going to have to help on the perimeter a little bit. We're going to have to maybe dare them in some regards to try to score on the inside over the top of Maggie or over the top of Annie and see if we can't stay a little bit tighter on those shooters.
Today's game, you get an opportunity, have a chance to get an extra home game. Only four teams get an extra home game in the conference. Is that something that you can chalk up for experience either way, that you've got something to play for at the end of the year, the last regular season game?
Yeah. No, I mean, we're playing for a lot. And, you know, for us, in a sense, this should almost be like a playoff type game. And even for Truman, they're playing for a bye into Kansas City. If they lose, I think they'll be at home, but they're going to have to play on Tuesday night. You know, so huge game for them, huge game for us. Obviously, the senior day adds that implication as well. But, yeah, we just need this atmosphere. We need this. We wanted to put ourselves in this position when we started the season, was to make these games meaningful. And this one's pretty meaningful. And if we could get one more home game out of the deal, that would be huge for us in our program.
Good luck today, Coach.
Thanks, man.
That's Mark Kellogg, head coach of the Northwest Missouri State women's basketball team. We'll be back with the starting lineups after this. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for this Bearcat sports broadcast comes from Carson Sports Grill, located at 310 North Main, offering lunch and dinner meals for dine-in or carry-out. Carson's, featuring a selection of sandwiches, appetizers, and more. For more information, call 582-2699.
Northwest Department of Fine and Performing Arts offers degrees in art, music, theater, and speech education, among others. Students benefit from hands-on experience. Learn more at www.nwmissouri.edu.
This Bearcat broadcast is brought to you in part by the Northwest Alumni Association. Contributions to the Alumni Association support the Northwest Foundation and its educational opportunities for students. For more information, call 562-1248.
Today's game is underwritten by Shelter Insurance, providing auto, home, life, and business insurance, 24-hour claims assistance, and insurance protection reviews. More information from Shelter Insurance agents Dave Weigel of Maryville, Craig Thompson of Albany, and Jonathan Miller of Mound City.
Crisis response students at Northwest Missouri State University are learning about more than dealing with crises. The students worked with Northwest Missouri State's mass media department to simulate interactions with the press. The Principles of a Humanitarian Aid course at Northwest challenges students to simulate relief to a fictitious country facing political unrest and a natural disaster. Advanced reporting students played the roles of different broadcast networks, all with different audiences.
Commanding General and Associate Professor Mark Corson says his students learned how to interact with the press.
Well, one of the components of our class is that humanitarians have to be familiar with strategic communications and public public relations, if you will, so that they can get their story out to the public as part of crisis communications. And Dr. Sudoff's students are in his advanced reporting class, and so there was great opportunity there for my students as humanitarian workers to actually do interviews and press conferences with his students serving as reporters. I'm very fortunate to have some advanced students working with me, and Justine Smith, who this was her project, she went over and did the a briefing on the Atlantica scenario to the reporting students and also helped them get in character as World News Network correspondents, think sort of CNN, BBC, British Broadcasting Corporation type folks, as well as Southern Atlantica Media, who had a very specific point of view, and then the Atlantica Broadcasting Corporation.
Corson says the simulation gave all students involved experience in high-stress scenarios.
The weather had an impact as well. There's a class that goes with this for the humanitarian relief students prior to being put into this circumstance, but school was canceled that day. So they found themselves working with folks that they weren't really familiar with to do this press conference. And the nature of the press conference, particularly with the Southern Atlantica folks and the Northern Atlantican folks, there was a serious degree of stress and hostility in the room, and they had to contend with that.
The Principles of Humanitarian Aid course is part of Northwest Crisis Response, major and minor.
The starting lineups are underwritten by Maryville Glass and Lock, located at 5th and Buchanan, 660-582-3131.
Back out at Bearcat Arena, getting ready for this afternoon's women's matchup between Northwest Missouri State and Truman State. Look at the starting lineups. First for Truman State, one of the most experienced teams in the MIAA. For Truman State, coming in with a 19-6 record. They are 12-5 in the MIAA. Coach Michael Smith going with Allie Norton. Norton is first in three-point field goal percentage in the MIAA this year, hitting 46% of her threes, and she's hit 64 threes this year. Norton, a 5'6" sophomore out of Bloomington, Illinois, averages 11 points and 3 rebounds a game, coming off of a game against Central Missouri where she hit 4 threes for Truman. Jennifer Conway is a 6-foot senior out of Waterloo, Illinois, averages 8 points and 5 rebounds a game, leads the team with 20 blocks so far this year. Becca McHenry, the player you heard Coach Kellogg talking about, a 5'7" senior out of Fraser, Michigan, leads the team in scoring, rebounding, assists, and steals. 13 points a game, 6 rebounds a game, has 95 assists and 36 steals so far this year. She is third in the MIAA coming into this week in assists. Bianca Safarowicz is a 5'11" junior out of Wheeling, Illinois, averages 5 points and 5 rebounds a game. And Nicole Glore, at 5'10", she is a junior out of Overland Park, Kansas, averaging 10 points and 4 rebounds a contest. On the other side, for Northwest Missouri State, with a 13-12 record overall, they are 7-10 in the MIAA. Coach Mark Kellogg going with Ashley Nelson, a 5'9" sophomore out of Omaha, averaging 10.5 points and 2 rebounds a game, leads the team with 53 three-pointers this year. She's hitting at 41%. Monique Stevens is a 5'3" junior out of Australia. She leads the MIAA coming into this week in assists. She led by 1 before Wednesday's matchup. She averages 8 points and 3 rebounds a game, has 117 assists so far this year. She's also 5th in the MIAA in steals with 50 so far. Kember Schechinger is a 5'10" freshman out of Manila, Iowa, coming off a strong game Wednesday night against the University of Nebraska-Kearney. She averages 8 points and 4 rebounds a game for Northwest. Annie Matthews is a 5'10" sophomore out of Plattsmouth, Nebraska, averaging 10 points and 8 rebounds a game for the Cats. And Maggie Marnin, coming off a double-double against Nebraska-Kearney Wednesday night. She is a 6'3" sophomore out of Stewart, Iowa, leads the team in scoring, averaging 11 points a game. Also pulls down 5 rebounds a game. She comes in second in the MIAA in field goal percentage. This week she hits 58% of her shots. Also leads Northwest with 37 blocks so far this year. So there are your starters, Northwest Missouri State and Truman State. The women's matchup coming your way shortly. We'll be back with more from Bearcat Arena after this. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for today's starting lineups on the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Maryville Glass and Lock, located at 5th and Buchanan, 660-582-3131, or maryvilleglassandlock.com.
The overwhelming response by Northwest Missouri State University employees and students to a renewed effort to curtail energy usage resulted in more than $60,000 savings during the month of December. Prior to its winter break, Northwest asked students and employees to reduce campus energy use by taking simple actions such as lowering thermostats and turning off and unplugging items. The response and additional conservation measures taken by Northwest Facility Services led to a 17% drop from the previous year.
Today's game on the Bearcat Radio Network is brought to you in part by the Nottoway Valley Bank, serving Northwest Missouri since 1868. Services include online banking and e-bill pay at nvb.com. Locations in Maryville, Savannah, St. Joseph, and Mound City.
Support for today's Bearcat broadcast comes from Maryville Glass and Lock, offering 24-hour emergency service, locksmithing, auto glass, rock chip repair, storefronts, and entrances. Located at 5th and Buchanan, 582-3131, or at MaryvilleGlassandLock.com.
Today's game on the Bearcat Radio Network is brought to you in part by Mr. Goodsense in Maryville, serving sub sandwiches, hot pastas, salads, soups, and sides. Delivery service is also provided. Mr. Goodsense at 121 South Main in Maryville, 582-2368.
Northwest Missouri State Basketball is underwritten on the Bearcat Radio Network by Carson Sports Grill, Mr. Goodsense, Subs and Pasta, Maryville Glass and Lock, National Investors, St. Francis Hospital and Health Services, Shelter Insurance, and the Northwest Alumni Association. And by Nottoway Valley Bank, Compass Dental Group, Nottoway County Economic Development, the Carol Herzog REMAC Realtors of Liberty, Missouri, and the Bearcat Booster Club. Northwest Missouri State Basketball is a production of KXCV Radio.
All game, all season. You're listening to Northwest Missouri State Basketball on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Back out at Bearcat Arena. Northwest Missouri State and Truman State are doubleheader this afternoon as they are recognizing a pair of seniors for Northwest Missouri State here on Senior Day. Ashley Thayer and Alexis Bay, and you just think about over the course of their careers what this they have been through as players and some of the opportunities that they have had in their 4 years here at Northwest.
Yeah, they've had a chance to go to the Final Four in the NCAA Division II tournament. They've seen this team grow and program grow through the years, and they've really played an integral role in the success that the Bearcat Women's basketball teams had through the years. And again, they'll be missed, but there's some good players coming up from behind, but they have really made their mark on Bearcat basketball.
That's the one thing. They have been through an important part and a part with the senior-laden team where, as you mentioned, they got to the Final Four, but they're also kind of a part of that team that is trying to pass on that tradition onto the new players. Just knowing that there are only two seniors on this team shows you the youth of this basketball team, and hopefully some of what they have experienced and learned they've been able to pass on to the players that remain.
Yeah, and I think they've done a very good job with that. Alexis Bay this year has talked about that she's really enjoyed this season and working with the younger girls, and it's been a fun year for her. She's really, even though not a starter, been out and has been a very good contributor to this program in just the leadership ways, things that she does on and off the floor, and really a person that's not only popular with the basketball players, but also active in the student body on campus, and is really just a popular person on campus as well.
And you know, another thing too, seniors are always important to basketball teams, but you think about this year and how important those two have been. You know, when you go on the road in the MIAA and just some of the little things that you want to know going in to feel comfortable, not only have they taught other players, but the coaching staff as well, with a brand new coaching staff.
Yeah, Coach Mark Kellogg talking about on Wednesday night before the ball game that the out in Kearney was the only place they've been in the conference where he's been more familiar with where they're playing than the players on this particular team. So it's been a learning experience for everyone involved, and I think it's been a fun season being able to see this women's team grow all year long, and a lot of it's due to the two seniors right now being there.
So Ashley Thayer and Alexis Bay recognized before what is a pretty good crowd here at Bearcat Arena for this matchup this afternoon. Before we move on, let's pause 10 seconds for station identification. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network. We've gone through a little bit about the Northwest Missouri State women, again, needing a win this afternoon and a loss by Missouri Southern to get an opportunity at another home game, which, you know, is a little bit odd. Only four teams get a chance to have one extra home game on their schedule. And, you know, even though you'd like to have a bye and get into the MIAA tournament and just play in Kansas City, I guess if you're going to have to play in that first round, having an extra home game is the way to go.
And it really means a lot from several standpoints. Obviously, the number one, you don't have to travel on Tuesday for the women or for the men on a Monday to get to the side of the game and then play in the turnaround, get back late. And all of a sudden, you got to get ready only one day or two to prepare for the conference tournament in Kansas City if you win your matchup in the opening round. So I think it's really huge from that standpoint. From a travel standpoint, you'll be much fresher if you have that home game on the campus site to either Monday or Tuesday, depending if it's a men's or women's game. You have to travel back down to Kansas City. So I think that's huge from that standpoint. It's a huge just from home court advantage for any type of game that you have. So a lot to be playing for this Northwest women's team. Again, they're in the tournament, just trying to determine whether they'll be on the road or at home on Tuesday night. And for Truman State, we're kind of in a similar situation the Northwest men are in. They're wanting to get down to Kansas City, get an opening round bye, and then for the Truman State, I think, play for a four seed in the tournament. So lots on the line for them as well. Now, but most likely, if they lose today to Northwest, they will have a home game on Tuesday night. But still, you'd much rather get that bye and go straight to Kansas City. So both of these teams have an awful lot to play for.
And when you take a look, you mentioned the Northwest men. They've got a lot to play for in terms of trying to get that day off. And, you know, for the men, it's a little bit different. With their first round being on Monday, it'd be a really quick turnaround from games today to have to play a first round matchup on Monday.
Yeah, it certainly would. And the situation for the Northwest men, to make this as simple as we can to explain it right now, a win for them today would mean they would be a three seed in the tournament and get that bye in the first round. Now, if they lose, there are several different type of scenarios where they could be a four seed and still get a bye in the first round, but they could, depending how the rest of the conference goes, either be a four or a five seed. If they get that five seed, they would host on Monday night. So it's an important game for the Northwest men. And number one thing, if they can come up with a win this afternoon, they know they've got that bye and could have a three seed in the tournament.
Northwest Missouri State and Truman State are doubleheader. Truman taking the floor in the road purple. And for Northwest Missouri State, they'll be in the home white. I guess the good news coming out of Wednesday night is the fact that Northwest did get a win in those black uniforms. So
yeah.
It wasn't the uniforms after they were going into that game 0-2 wearing the black.
I guess third time is the charm with those uniforms.
They step into the center circle. Maggie Marnin will be across from Jennifer Conway to get this one started. Northwest will be going left to right here at Bearcat Arena. Ball's in the air, and the tip will be controlled by Truman as they work right to left. Allie Norton will bring it across midcourt for the Bulldogs. Picked up by Monique Stevens. Started to dribble left, now passes it off that way to McHenry. McHenry on the wing, skips it across right side for Norton. Tried to get it inside, pushed off the block. Zavarowicz squares up, now to the high post right. A 15-footer by Conway, bounces around and out. The rebound chased down by Conway along the baseline. Out on the left side, now over to Norton on the right. She'll back it out between the circles. Give it up on the right wing for Glore. Glore to the top of the key for Zavarowicz. Now onto the left side for McHenry. McHenry will work it to the wing for Norton. Norton out to the top of the key. A drive by Glore. Up with the shot, and it's good. Nicole Glore with the first 2 points of this game. And Northwest Missouri State with their first possession. Monique Stevens with it on the right side, guarded by Norton, to Nelson at the top of the key. Bounce pass inside, goes off the leg of Becca McHenry and out of bounds. So Northwest will inbound, baseline right. Stevens will trigger it in. And the ball was kicked, so actually they're going to inbound it in front of the Truman State bench instead. So Timber Schekinger will step out to inbound it rather than Monique Stevens. Schekinger out to the top of the key for Matthews. Over to the left side. Gets it for Stevens. Skip pass over to the right side over the head of Ashley Nelson and into the Truman State bench. So that means Truman State will get it back a minute into it and a 2-0 lead for the Bulldogs. Some pressure in the backcourt by Stevens against Allie Norton. Norton now double-teamed at midcourt. Dribbles over to the right side. Gets a pass across the timeline. Now it works top of the key Safarowicz. Down to the baseline right for Conway. And works back up top for Norton. Norton into the left corner. Glore goes on the drive, up with the runner, and that one is good. Nicole Glore with all four of the points that have been scored in this game. And Northwest Missouri State with it. Cross midcourt, Stevens works it over to the right side for Matthews. Matthews holds on to it. Over to the left side for Marnin. On to the wing, Stevens. Stevens wanted to go top of the key. Nelson slipped, went down. Stevens on the drive. The layup good for Monique Stevens. Little ad-lib there by Monique Stevens. She ends up with the first 2 points for Northwest. It's a two-point lead for Truman State. Norton between the circles, trying to stay away from Stevens and Nelson. Gets it over on the right side for McHenry. Now back to Norton. On to the left side on the wing. Glore brings it top of the key. Gives it up for Norton. Over to the right side for McHenry. McHenry dribbles up to the wing. 8 on the shot clock. Left side for Norton. Norton pressured as she goes on the drive. Up with the shot over Martin and off the front of the rim. Rebound tipped by Schechinger. Trying to get it away from Safarowicz. Does, but it's picked up by Conway. Saving inbounds is tipped by Matthews to Martin and Northwest the other way. Chance to tie or take the lead. Inside it goes to Matthews. Shot off the glass. Good for Annie Matthews. It's a tough shot by Matthews down low. Ties it at 4. 17:34 to play in the first half. Norton across midcourt with it over to the left side. Gets it for McHenry on the wing. Into the high post and a travel on Safarowicz as she tried to drive down the left side of the lane. And that will give it back to Northwest Missouri State. 17:25 to play in the first half. Stevens across midcourt with it over to the left side for Nelson. Now into the corner. Goes for Schechinger. Up to Nelson. Top of the key, Matthews. On to the right side for Stevens. She drives down to the baseline. Bounce pass to Schechinger. Out on the wing. Nelson back to Schechinger in the left corner. 10 on the shot clock. Out between the circles for Stevens. Stevens dribbles right. Crosses over left. Gets a screen. Up with the underhanded layup. No good. Rebound tipped and a foul on the rebound. This will go against Maggie Marnin. First foul of the game. And the ball will belong to Truman State. We will be keeping an eye on the matchup between Missouri Southern and the University of Central Oklahoma. Of course, the Northwest women need a win and a loss by Missouri Southern to get that first-round home game. Pass to midcourt to Becca McHenry. McHenry will bring it over to the left wing. Now out to Norton near the center circle. Norton over to the right side. Safarowicz, now to Conway. 15-footer off the left side of the rim. Rebound for Maggie Marnin. Outlet goes to Stevens on the right side. Ahead to the left for Nelson. Nelson down to the baseline, up with a wild shot, no good. Rebound for Glore. Glore up to Norton, now ahead on the left side for McHenry. Down to the baseline, up with the drive, shot knocked away and out of bounds. Blocked by Maggie Marnin and an inbound coming for Truman State.
Time Marnin and Matthews did a good job on the double team that time. Marnin getting the block, but a really good teamwork underneath the bucket.
Lexus Bay and Meredith Scott check into the Northwest lineup. Megan Sharp checks in for Truman State. One of those players that has three varsity letters for Truman and comes off the bench. It shows you how deep and experienced they are this year. Drive down the right side of the lane. A runner high off the glass. No good for Becca McHenry. The rebound out of bounds underneath off of Annie Matthews. So Truman State will get another inbound. Norton will trigger it in. Gets it into Glore. Glore up with a quick shot. No good. Rebound on the backside for Stevens. She'll push it up the floor. Score tied at 4. 16 minutes to play in the first half. Matthews at the free throw line. Over to the left, Schechinger. Three-pointer on the way. It's off the front of the rim. Rebound on the backside for Becca McHenry for Truman State. Ahead to the right wing. Glore with it there. Gets it to the high post. Safarowicz tries to drive and again calls for a travel. Exact same thing she did on the left side just a couple of possessions ago. She looks over toward her head coach, Michael Smith, wondering why she's being called for the travel. But Northwest will have it. The game tied at 4 and 15:45 to play in the first half. Stevens between the circles. Gets it over to the left side for Bay. Now onto Stevens' right wing. Stevens gets it out top of the key for Meredith Scott. Scott onto the right side for Stevens. Stevens down to the baseline. Gets it to the high post for Bay. Now to Matthews. Over to the right for Stevens. Stevens on the wing. Takes a couple of dribbles to the free throw line. Down to the left corner. Scott on the drive. A runner in and out. No good. Rebound tipped around. Alexis Bay will be called for her first foul. Team second. And Truman State will have it. 15-19 to play in the first half.
Foul number one. Team
foul number two. It's a 4-4 game. And the inbound knocked back out of bounds by Meredith Scott. Another inbound attempt coming for Megan Sharp. Against some full court pressure from Northwest. Inbound comes to Amy Briggs. Briggs will bring it up the right side of the floor, across the timeline. Picked up by Stevens. Northwest in a 2-3 zone. Pass to Sharp in the right corner. Sharp has it knocked away by Schechinger, picks it up. Schechinger reaches in, gets a held ball call, and Northwest Missouri State will have it.
Coach Kellogg talking about Wednesday night's game. I thought one of the good things that came out of that was just the play of Schechinger. Really thought perhaps played one of the better games she's had in a month or so, and did a lot of good things, not only out on the perimeter, but also taking the ball to the hoop with a little more confidence than what we've seen out of her in the past few games.
Ashley Thayer checks into the lineup for Northwest. Jessica Redd, a freshman for Truman State. Air across midcourt, works it to the right wing for Merritt E. Scott. Down to the baseline on the drive, kicks it into the corner. Schechinger takes a three left side off the front of the rim. Briggs with a rebound on the backside for Truman State. Across midcourt with it to the top of the key. Spins, gives it out to Norton top. Norton will back it out into the center circle and set the offense for Truman. On to the right side, it goes on the wing for Glore. Now to Sharp at the top of the key, on to the left for Norton. Norton lobs it inside for Redd, and Alexis Bay gets the steal for Northwest. Perfect positioning by Bay defensively. Out to the left side there, now to Bay at the top of the key. Bay into the left corner for Schechinger. Schechinger back to Bay, up with a 16-footer. That one no good. Rebound for Briggs for Truman State. She'll bring it up the floor with the dribble. Top of the key, into the lane. Underhanded layup, blocked away by Bay, picked up on the baseline by Schechinger. She works it up the floor, gets by Briggs, across midcourt with it. Kicks it out to the right side for Thayer. Out of the high post for Matthews. Looks inside at Bay. Not there. To Schechinger in the corner. Schechinger up to Matthews. Top of the key for Scott. Scott looking inside. Goes out to the right for Thayer. Pass through her hand. She chases it down. Now to the top of the key. The ball nearly taken by Glore. Will get a held ball as Merritt E. Scott was there as well. Possession will go to Truman State after a timeout. 13:47 to play in the first half. A 4-4 game. We're back with more from Bearcat Arena after this one-minute timeout. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network.
Northwest Department of Humanities and Social Sciences offers degrees in geography, history, philosophy, political science, public administration, comprehensive crisis response, geographic information science, and more. Learn more today at www.nwmissouri.edu.
Today's game on the Bearcat Radio Network is brought to you in part by Mr. Goodson's in Maryville, serving sub sandwiches, hot pastas, salads, soups, and sides. Delivery service is also provided. Mr. Goodson's at 121 South Main in Maryville, 582-2368. Today's game is underwritten by Shelter Insurance, providing auto, home, life, and business insurance, 24-hour claims assistance, and insurance protection reviews. More information from Shelter Insurance agents Dave Weigel of Maryville, Craig Thompson of Albany, and Jonathan Miller of Mound City. Today's game on the Bearcat Radio Network is brought to you in part by the Nottoway Valley Bank, serving Northwest Missouri since 1868. Services include online banking and e-bill pay at nvb.com. Locations in Maryville, Savannah, St. Joseph, and Mound City.
Back out at Bearcat Arena, slow start offensively for the two teams, just a 4-4 game, which you have to think has to be a little encouraging. You heard Coach Kellogg talk about how this is a Truman State team that can score in bunches, so that means Northwest playing well defensively early on.
Yeah, Truman State's had a little bit of trouble of attacking the 2-3 zone that Northwest has shown, and Northwest kind of switching things up a little bit, showed a little bit of full-court pressure as well, and just kind of keeping Truman State off balance early in this game.
Truman with the ball out of the break. Over to the left side, Becca McHenry gets it on the wing for Sharp. Out to Briggs. Works it over to the right side for Courtney Strait. Strait into the right corner. Finds McHenry. Skips it across left side for Briggs. Now back to McHenry on the drive. Up with the runner. It's off the back of the rim. A rebound for Redd. Redd's follow off the back of the rim. And then on the rebound, we've got a push. This one will go against Annie Matthews. That's going to be the first on Matthews. 13 foul against Northwest. Truman State's inbound coming on the baseline left. Briggs looking to trigger it in. Having some trouble finding anybody. Lobs it out between the circles for Strait. Out left side McHenry. Onto the wing for Briggs. Briggs will bring it to the middle of the floor. Over to the left side McHenry. Guarded by Merritt E. Scott. Top of the key for Sharp. Sharp works it over to the right side for Briggs. Briggs with it on the wing there. Inside to Redd. Knocked away by Bay. And then Bay trying to stave it inbounds. Threw it off of Redd, but her toe was on the baseline as she got a hold of the basketball. So Truman will inbound on the baseline right. Lob in for Sharp out at the top of the key. And now a near steal by Nelson, but it is picked up by Strait. To the right side for Briggs. Briggs on to the left. The three on the way from McHenry. That one off left. Rebound for Redd inside for Truman. Now to McHenry. Out to Briggs. She'll back it up and work it to the right side for McHenry. She's got it on the wing in front of Merritt E. Scott. Lob pass in for Redd. Double team. Redd goes up with the shot. No good. Rebound for Matthews. Over to Thayer. She was the one who came across on that double team to force the miss inside. Now Thayer with it between the circles. Over to the right for Nelson. Nelson, top of the key, gets it for Bay. Bay over to the right side, Nelson. Nelson holding on to it, works it to the left side for Scott. Scott will put it on the floor, get it to the high post. Matthews dribbles down the lane, up with the shot off the glass, too hard. Rebound tipped by Red, but she knocks Bay to the floor. So Jessica Red will be called for her first foul. It's the first one against Truman State as well, and Northwest will inbound on the baseline.
One area Northwest really needs to improve on early in this game, rebounding, being out-rebounded 13-5 at this point.
Conway, Norton, and Glore all check into the lineup for Truman State. The inbound right side for Nelson. Out on the wing, Scott to the high post, Bay. Over to the left for Matthews. Matthews at the top of the key with it, takes one dribble. Gets it over to Thayer on the left side. In front of Norton. Thayer goes to Nelson. Nelson cutting down the left side of the lane. Up with the runner. It's off the front of the rim. The rebound knocked out of bounds off of Conway. Or nope, it's going to be off of Bay. So it'll be Truman State basketball. So Sharp will inbound. More full court pressure from Northwest. The inbound comes to McHenry in front of Ashley Nelson. Now Nelson backs off and Thayer will pick up McHenry. Calls out the offense from the backcourt. Still a 4-4 game, and we're a little over 8 minutes into it. At the high post, Thayer comes up with a steal. Sharp trying to go to Conway at top. Now over to the left side, Nelson into the lane. Up with the runner off the front of the rim. The rebound tipped around. McHenry with the board. Gets it out to Norton. Norton pushes it ahead to Glore. Left side, wanted to go inside with it. Loses the dribble, and it's picked up by Annie Matthews. Both teams just turning the ball over a bunch here in the early going. To the right side, Scott takes a three. Got it! Merity Scott with her first points of the game, and it gets Truman State to call a timeout, but a very interesting start to this ball game. Just a 7-4 game with 11:19 to play in the first half.
Yeah, you look at a couple of stats that stand out. Talked a little bit earlier about the rebounding totals. Northwest being out-rebounded 15-5 right at the moment. So that's one area that's favoring Truman State now. Another area favoring Northwest, the turnover. 7 turnovers for Truman State right now. So those two stats kind of offsetting each other just a little bit. But it's been a strange first half up to this point. And neither team really, I think, particularly sharp offensively, but I think you have to credit really to a certain degree the defense that both these teams are playing. It's been a very hard-fought game on the defensive side.
So Truman State will have the basketball. Bianca Safarowicz checked into the lineup for Truman out of the break. She gets it into McHenry. Stevens checked in for Northwest along with Timber Schekinger. Still in the backcourt, McHenry dribbling. Double team comes her way. She gets it ahead to Glore on the left side. Glore out to McHenry near midcourt to the left side for Glore. She's got it on the wing. Looks in at Conway. Not there. Out to Safarowicz. Over to the right side for Norton. Norton with it near the sideline to McHenry between the circles. McHenry wanted to drive. Cut off by Stevens. Brings it back out top. Over to the right for Glore. Down to the baseline with it. Goes up with the shot. No good. And it didn't hit the rim. It hit the bottom of the backboard. So a shot clock violation forced by the Northwest defense. The eighth turnover of this first half for Truman State. And the Bearcats will have the basketball. 10:42 to play in the first half. Northwest up by three. Scott at the top of the key gets it out to Thayer. Thayer over to the right for Scott. Down to the baseline with a dribble underneath for Bay. Out to the wing, Stevens. Fakes right, goes left. Spins out to Schekinger. A three on the way. Good for Timber Schekinger. Cats with back-to-back threes take a six-point lead with just over 10 minutes to play in the first half. Norton backs it out in the center circle for Truman State, looking for their 20th win of the season to the high post for Conway. One dribble for her, out to Glore in the corner, takes a three, good. Nicole Glore with all seven Truman State points, that's just her 12th three of the season. Not the one you expect to hit threes for Truman, but she can. So the Cats up 10-7. Bounce pass over to the right wing for Thayer. Drive down to the baseline. Gets it out to Scott. She'll put up a three. Got it! Merity Scott rattles it down. Six for Scott. All outside the arc. That's the lead for Northwest.
And Northwest right now on a 13-3 run.
9:40 to play in the first half. McHenry between the circles left for Truman. Gets it out to Glore on the wing. Now into the corner, Safarowicz. Safarowicz with one dribble inside to Conway, knocked away by Bay, but Safarowicz will pick it up to McHenry. Over to Norton on the right side. She brings it top of the key. Over to the left, McHenry to the baseline. Up with an 18-footer. It's too strong. Safarowicz rebound. Shot knocked away by Merity Scott. But they're going to call a foul on Scott with one on the shot clock. That will give Truman State two free throws after a timeout. 13-7, Northwest Missouri State leading Truman State. We're back to Bearcat Arena in a minute. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network.
Today's game is being underwritten on the Bearcat Radio Network by National Investors and Northwest Alumni. RGO Smith and Greg Wilson. Services include asset protection and retirement planning, estate organization, and insurance options. National Investors with a national office in Redfield, Iowa.
Support for this Bearcat sports broadcast comes from Carson Sports Grill, located at 310 North Main, offering lunch and dinner meals for dine-in or carry-out. Carson's, featuring a selection of sandwiches, appetizers, and more. For more information, call 582-2699. Northwest Missouri State University welcomes the Grammy-winning Parker Quartet to campus to perform as the next installment in its 2012-13 Encore Performance Series. The Parker Quartet, accompanied by famous pianist Shai Wozner, will perform at 7:30 Monday, March 11th in the Mary Lynn Auditorium at the Ron Houston Center for the Performing Arts. All tickets may be purchased at the Student Services Center on the first floor of the Administration Building from 8 a.m. until 4:30 p.m. Monday through Friday.
Back at Bearcat Arena, the Northwest Missouri State women with the lead 13-7 in Northwest, with a little bit of an edge on the outside shooting so far, something that you'd expect to be close. Northwest isn't a bad outside shooting team, but with the way Truman State has played, leading the league in three-point field goal percentage, you'd expect they'd have more than one so far.
And they've only taken two overall. Northwest, 3 of 5 on three-point opportunities, and that's one of the things I think Northwest has done a good job defensively, is making it tough for them to knock down those shots out on the perimeter.
Two free throws coming for Bianca Safarowicz for Truman State out of the timeout, and the first one is good. So she becomes the first Bulldog outside of Nicole Glore to score this afternoon. And her second free throw up, and that one is good. So that makes it a 13-9 game, Northwest Missouri State with the lead. Amy Briggs takes the place of Safarowicz in the Truman lineup. Northwest brought Maggie Marnin back into the ball game during the break, along with Monique Stevens. Stevens across midcourt, picked up by Norton between the circles to Schechinger. Over to the right side for Stevens. Lob into Marnin. Marnin spins, kicks it out to Scott, top of the key. She drives over to Stevens on the right wing. Stevens with a nice lob pass inside. Marnin up with a shot, no good, but she draws a foul and will go to the free throw line. Marnin is going to have a mismatch inside no matter who she goes against, so I would suspect we'll see the Caps try to pound it down low. That's the first on Nicole Glore.
Yeah, I hope so. If they can get the entry pass in like they've been able to this season, I think Maggie could have a good game.
Marnin gets set with the first free throw, and that one is good. Marnin's hit 73% of her free throws this year. Hasn't been there a ton in terms of an inside player. And a second free throw on the way for Marnin, and that one is good as well. So the first 2 points of the game for Maggie Marnin, 15-9. Northwest Missouri State on top. We go inside 9 minutes to play in the first half. In the backcourt with it is Becca McHenry. Gets it to the free throw line. Glore, she goes on the drive, up with a shot, no good. Rebound tipped around on the floor, picked up by Merity Scott. She'll lead the transition across midcourt to the top of the key. Marnin has the pass go through her hands, and it goes right to Norton. Norton one-on-one with Thayer. Up with a shot. Thayer got a piece of it, but they're going to call a foul on Ashley Thayer. That will send Allie Norton to the free throw line to shoot two.
Coach Mark Kellogg thought Thayer may have had a clean block that time. He has the official that made that call over and trying to explain what his version was of the play.
So Norton to the line. She's a 92% free throw shooter. First free throw in and out. She leads the MIAA in three-point field goal percentage. She hits 46% of her three-pointers. That's just a tremendous number this late in the season. Hits the second free throw, her first point of the game. 15-10, Northwest Missouri State with the lead in the ball. 8.5 minutes to go in the first half. Stevens over to the right wing. Lobs it in for Marnin. Marnin catches it under the basket, gets good position, and hits the shot inside.
And another great entry pass down on the blocks.
Marnin with four. 17-10, Northwest with their biggest lead of the game. McHenry over to Briggs on the left side. Briggs holds on to it, trying to recognize the Northwest defense. They've been switching back and forth, playing mostly zone, which they are in right now. Over to the right side for Norton, down to the baseline, Safarowicz, into the left corner, McHenry. out to Briggs. Briggs on the drive. Right side, Norton launches a three, and it's good for Allie Norton. 4 points for Norton, and it's a 17-13 game. Northwest Missouri State with a lead in the ball. Over to the left side. Goes out to the wing for Thayer. Thayer on to the right. Schechinger gives it up for Stevens. Stevens, another lob inside for Marnin. Marnin on the left side hits the shot off the glass. Six for Marnin, 19-13 the lead for Northwest. Cross midcourt on the left side. Briggs. Briggs works it over to the wing. Gets it to Glore. Glore out near midcourt for McHenry. She'll work it over to the right for Norton. Norton on the wing. Brings it out between the circles. Directing some traffic there. Over to McHenry on the right sideline. McHenry tries to go up top. Tip. Briggs comes down with it. Thayer now knocks it away. Briggs picks it up. Stumbles. Goes to the floor. Rolls over. Finally will be called for a travel. Coach Kellogg wanted that called much earlier. Finally got it. Northwest will get it back. We pause here 10 seconds for station identification. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network. Ashley Nelson back in the Bearcat lineup. Northwest Missouri State up by six with the basketball. Under 7 minutes to play in the first half. Scott with it on the right wing. Tried to go into Marnin, who was going on the pick and roll, but she didn't see the ball coming her way, so it goes out of bounds, and Truman State will get it back. Some full court pressure again from Northwest. The inbound comes to McHenry, and she'll bring it up the floor against Monique Stevens. Across the timeline with it, gets to the free throw line for Glore. Glore down to the right side, Jessica Redd with a jumper. That's too strong. Monique Stevens able to get the rebound from Glore for Northwest. She brings it to the top of the key in the front court over to the right side. Fakes a pass inside, goes to Nelson, on to the left side for Marnin. Now into Scott, cutting to the basket, shot off the glass, too hard, it rattles out. Rebound underneath for Courtney Strait for Truman State. Out to Norton, Norton over to the right side for Strait. Dribbles to the free throw line, picks it up, kicks it out to McHenry. She's now between the circles with it. Dribbles over to the left side, kicks it out to Glore. She'll put up a three-pointer, and that one rattles out. Rebound for Stevens. Back-to-back trips down the floor. She's pulled down a board. Now ahead to Nelson, right wing. Out to Stevens. Left corner for Scott. Up to Marnin. Marnin out to Stevens. Northwest will set the half-court offense. Screen left side for Stevens by Marnin. Now a lob into Marnin. She gets it down for Schechinger. Schechinger kick out top Nelson over to the left. No look pass to Stevens. Stevens thought Meredith Scott was a little further up on the wing. Let it go by, and it sails out of bounds as Scott was down in the left corner.
Northwest been getting some good ball movement out of their offense. That time, I think, maybe a little bit overpassing. They had, a good look down in the blocks that they passed up to bring it back out on the perimeter.
So Truman State with it. 5:38 to play in the first half. Northwest Missouri State up by six. Left side open. A three on the way from Courtney Strait, and she knocks it down. Strait hits 43% of her three-pointer. She's not bad herself. And it's a three-point game. Northwest Missouri State with the lead in the ball. Right side. Schechinger over to the left for Marnin, up for the 17-footer, and Maggie Marnin knocks it down. She's got eight. 21-16, Northwest Missouri State on top. Marnin leading all scorers at this point of the game. Pass ahead on the left side to McHenry near the sideline. Out top of the key, Glore over to the right side on the wing for Strait. Back to Glore. Now on to the left for Norton. Into the corner, McHenry. A drive on the baseline and a bump by Maggie Marnin. That's going to be the second on Marnin. 15 foul against Northwest Missouri State. It brings us to a timeout. 4:57 to play in the first half. The Northwest women with a 21-16 lead over Truman State. We're back to Bearcat Arena in a minute. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network.
Today's broadcast is brought to you by St. Francis Hospital and Health Services in Maryville. Founded in 1894, St. Francis Hospital and Health Services provides health care for residents in Northwest Missouri and Southwest Iowa. 660-562-2600. Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Vaquero & Herzog, REMAX First Choice Real Estate of Liberty, Missouri, specializing in residential and commercial property in North Kansas City. More information available at 816-806-7777.
Northwest Missouri State Bearcat Sports on the Bearcat Radio Network is brought to you in part by the Bearcat Booster Club, assisting the athletic department in funding improvements and providing equipment for the various teams. The Bearcat Booster Club, 562-1713.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Nottoway County Economic Development, whose services encourage people to live, work, and do business in Nottoway County, providing regional employment, health care, and educational opportunity. Nottoway County Economic Development, with more information at MerrivilleMo.org.
Back out at Bearcat Arena, 21-16, the Northwest Missouri State women with the lead over Truman State, 4:57 to play in the first half. Bearcats out there with Annie Matthews, Meredith Scott, Alexis Bay, Monique Stevens, and Ashley Nelson. And Truman will inbound the ball coming out of the timeout. The inbound underneath to a cutting Becca McHenry. And McHenry with the layup gets her first 2 points of the game. Makes it a three-point game. Northwest with the lead in the ball. Stevens out between the circles. Over to the left gets a screen from Matthews. Now down low for Bay. Shot no good for Alexis Bay, but she draws a foul and will go to the free throw line for two. Jessica Redd called for her second for Truman State. 13 foul against the Bulldogs. And Bay, who has a pretty good-sized cheering section over across the way on her senior day, will get two opportunities, and the first one is good.
All of her family, as well as friends on campus, coming out to cheer her on in what could be her last game here at Bearcat Arena.
Bay will get a second opportunity. And the second free throw is up, and that one spins out. Bianca Safarowicz with the rebound. Outlet will go ahead to Allie Norton, and Norton will work it to the right corner. Drive for straight along the baseline, up with the shot off the glass. It's good. She got the wide open look, 5 points for straight, and it's a two-point game. 22-20, Northwest Missouri State with a lead. Matthews with it up top. Looking to the left side, gets it over there for Bay, just inside the arc. Now to the right for Scott. On the drive, spins, kicks it out for Stevens, fakes on the three, crossover, drive into the lane, underhanded layup, left side, good for Monique Stevens. Stevens with four. 24-20 the lead for Northwest. Norton pushes it ahead, nearly lost the dribble, gets it out to McHenry, over to the right side, Strake will take a three, that one's no good. Rebound knocked away from Megan Sharp, out to Norton, left wing. McHenry with it, top of the key, gives it up for Norton, and Truman State will set their offense. Denver Schechinger set to check in for Northwest as Norton works it over to the left side. 2-3 zone for the Bearcats. Right side, straight, has it knocked away as she drives. Kick out to the left side, tip, but it's picked up by Norton. Now Norton with it on the wing, gives it up for McHenry. McHenry with eight on the shot clock to the top of the key, gets a screen from Safarowicz, dribbles behind her back, over to the left side, steps back, over to the right, straight, straight, down toward the baseline, up with the layup, no good at the buzzer, rebound Safarowicz, and Stevens trying to rip it back out of her hands. Is going to be called for a foul. That's going to be the first on Monique Stevens. Seventh team foul against Northwest, so a 1-1 opportunity for Bianca Safarowicz. Schechinger gets into the lineup for Northwest. Safarowicz, 2 of 2 with the free throw line for Truman. Normally a 68% free throw shooter. 3:25 to go in the first half. The Bearcats have led most of the half, 24-20. Their lead right now. Free throw off the back of the rim. Matthews with a nice block out gets the rebound for Northwest. Stevens now will set the offense in front of Allie Norton. Works it to Matthews, top of the key, left side for Schechinger on the wing. Looking inside, gets it for Bay. Bay on the block, working against McHenry. Now double team, gets through it, goes up with the shot, no good, draws another foul, and Alexis Bay will head back to the free throw line for Northwest. Foul will be called on Becca McHenry. That'll be her first. 14 foul, and Bay to the line where she is 1 of 2. 3:08 to go in this first half, a 4-point Northwest Missouri State lead. First free throw for Bay is good. Both of her points coming at the free throw line. Nicole Glore takes the place of McHenry on the Truman State lineup. And Bay sets up for her second opportunity. And that one is up and good. So she hits both on this trip. 3 points now for Bay. Back to a 6-point Northwest lead. 3:05 to play in the first half. Pressure in the backcourt. Now a foul as Allie Norton was bumped by Monique Stevens. That'll be the second on Stevens. And a 1-1 opportunity for Allie Norton on the other end for Truman State. Stevens will come to the sideline. And Ashley Thayer checks back in for Northwest. Thayer and Bay, the two seniors, recognized before the ball game on senior day today. Free throw for Norton is good, so she'll get a second opportunity. 5 points in the ball game for Norton. Second free throw coming up for the sophomore out of Bloomington, Illinois. And that second one is good. So Norton now with 6 points in the ball game, and it's a 26-22 lead for the Northwest Missouri State women. They have led by as much as 7 in this game. Bounce pass to the high post for Bay, left side. Bay gives it up, or wanted to give it up to Thayer. Instead goes left. Nelson puts up a three. No good, but Nelson pushed to the floor. This foul will go on Courtney Strait. That'll be the first on Strait, and it will result in 3 free throw opportunities for Ashley Nelson. Nelson, a 69% free throw shooter. Gets ready for her first opportunity, and that one is good. Cats, again, need a win today and a win by the University of Central Oklahoma over Missouri Southern to get an opportunity to host a game next Tuesday. Second free throw off the back of the rim for Nelson. Amy Briggs into the lineup for the Bulldogs, takes the place of Courtney Strait.
Right now, Northwest taking care of their part of things anyway, leading through most of this first half.
Second or third free throw for Nelson is good. So she hit 2 of the 3. Her first 2 points of the game, and the Bearcats back up by 6. Briggs with it in the backcourt. Nelson there defensively. Thayer tried a double team, a pass ahead to Norton on the left side. Norton in the front court with it, out in the center circle, works it over to the right. Now wanted to go to Briggs. She's covered to Sharp. Sharp with a shot fake, drive down the left side of the lane, kicks it out into the corner for Glore, tipped by Nelson, and then it goes out of bounds, and Truman State will inbound in front of the Northwest bench down near the corner. They've got 10 seconds to work with on the shot clock. 2:26 to play in the first half. Norton takes the inbound on the left side. Brings it out between the circles against the 2-3 zone. Over to the right for Briggs. Looks at the clock. Launches it from 26 feet out. It's off the front of the rim. Rebound for Sharp, and a layup on the left is good for Megan Sharp. First 2 points for Sharp. A 4-point Northwest Missouri State lead. Matthews between the circles. Gets it to the right side for Bay. Standing out on the 3-point line. Holding it above her head. Wants to get rid of it. Now has to put it on the floor. On the drive, a nice spin move. Shot no good. May have been knocked away by Safarowicz. She gets the rebound and the outlet over to Norton. Norton across midcourt right. Wants to drive with it. Schechinger stays with her defensively. Out top for Briggs. Briggs backs it out. Works it over to the left side on the wing for Glore. Glore to the top of the key. Safarowicz. Over to the right. Briggs. Briggs backs it out with 10 on the shot clock. Skips it on to the left side. Safarowicz. She wanted to drive, doesn't. Instead, to Briggs, top of the key. Norton. Norton lobs it down for Sharp. Sharp with a dribble, up with the shot, and got it to go at the buzzer. Back-to-back trips down the floor. Megan Sharp ends up with points. 1:21 to play in the first half. Bearcat head coach Mark Kellogg takes a timeout. 28-26, the lead for Northwest. So the lead has shrunk a little bit. Cats still on top, but Truman State has kept themselves in this ballgame, which really shouldn't be a big surprise.
No, a very well-coached team, a very fundamentally sound team. And, again, one of the areas that they've done well in this first half on the boards, out-rebounding Northwest 22-10. But you break that down a little further, I think what's really hurt Northwest, giving up 11 offensive rebounds and some second-chance opportunities for Truman State because of that. They really need to do a much better job trying to limit those and for Northwest is doing a better job on the defensive boards.
And the Cats really were forcing turnovers well early on in the game, but it seems like Truman State has gotten that a little bit under control, starting to get used to a little bit what Northwest is showing them defensively. Again, Northwest has mixed it up a little bit, and they've done a good job of making their 2-3 zone really look like a man-to-man, causing some of that confusion. Matthews right side over to Bay on the left. 16-footer good for Alexis Bay. 5 for Bay. Northwest up by 4. Just over a minute to play in the first half. Briggs over to the right side. McHenry. McHenry into the paint. Kicks it out for Norton. Now back to McHenry. Top of the key. Right side for Briggs. Briggs to Sharp. Back over to Briggs. And she'll travel with the basketball. That'll give it back to Northwest with 53 seconds to play in the first half. Nicole Glore will take the place of Bianca Safarowicz for Truman State. And Ashley Thayer will bring it up the floor for Northwest. Waiting for her defensively is Allie Norton. Over to the left side on the wing for Bay. Bay to the top of the key. Nelson fires it inside to Matthews. Matthews spins, goes up with a shot through a double team. Rebound. Matthews trying to get it away from 3 Truman State Bulldogs. Able to draw a foul. And Northwest will get an inbound out of it. They call the foul on Megan Sharp. That'll be her first. Great effort by Annie Matthews.
Just would not take no for an answer that time, trying to get the ball back.
So an inbound for Thayer on the baseline right. That's just the sixth team foul against Truman State. Into the free throw line for Nelson. Out to Schechinger. Over to the right side. Nelson on the wing. Guarded by Briggs to the top of the key. And now we'll get a push called here against Amy Briggs. That'll be the first on Briggs. And a one-and-one opportunity for Ashley Nelson in Northwest Missouri State. Nelson, 2 of 3 at the line. She got three opportunities, fouled on a three-point attempt from the left wing. Front end of the one-and-one for Nelson is good. All three of her points coming at the free throw line. Nelson averaging 10.5 a game coming into action today. 30 seconds left in the first half. Second free throw good for Nelson as well. Bearcats up 32-26. Truman State with the basketball. They could play for the final shot of the half if they wanted. Briggs will hand it off for Norton with some pressure in the backcourt. Nelson and Thayer back there defensively. Now they try to get a trap in the backcourt as Norton dribbles over to the right side and across the timeline, called for a double dribble, and that will give it back to Northwest and the Cats with a chance to get their biggest lead of the game right at the half. 16.9 seconds to play in the half. Monique Stevens will come in for Thayer. Northwest right now up 32-26. Their biggest lead so far has been 7. Stevens gets the play call from Coach Kellogg while she's in the backcourt. The clock hits 10. She'll bring it across the timeline. Gets a screen down the right side of the lane. Picks up the dribble to the free throw line. Matthews, 15-footers off the front of the rim. Rebound for Norton. One on the clock. Norton at midcourt. She will not get a shot off in time. Big mistake there for Truman State. They had an opportunity here at the tail end of the half, but after one, it's Northwest Missouri State 32, Truman State 26. We're back to Bearcat Arena in 90 seconds. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network.
Today's game on the Bearcat Radio Network is brought to you in part by Mr. Goodsense in Maryville, serving sub sandwiches, hot pastas, salads, soups, and sides. Delivery service is also provided. Mr. Goodsense at 121 South Main in Maryville, 582-2368.
Support for today's Bearcat broadcast comes from Maryville Glass and Lock, offering 24-hour emergency service, locksmithing, auto glass, rock chip repair, storefronts, and entrances. Located at 5th and Buchanan, 582-3131, or at MaryvilleGlassandLock.com.
Today's game on the Bearcat Radio Network is brought to you in part by the Nottoway Valley Bank, serving Northwest Missouri since 1868. Services include online banking and e-bill pay at nvb.com. Locations in Maryville, Savannah, St. Joseph, and Mound City. Today's game is underwritten by Shelter Insurance, providing auto, home, life, and business insurance, 24-hour claims assistance, and insurance protection reviews. More information from Shelter Insurance agents Dave Weigel of Maryville, Craig Thompson of Albany, and Jonathan Miller of Mound City.
Today's broadcast is brought to you by St. Francis Hospital and Health Services in Maryville. Founded in 1894, St. Francis Hospital and Health Services provides health care for residents in Northwest Missouri and Southwest Iowa. 660-562-2600.
Support for this Bearcat sports broadcast comes from Carson Sports Grill, located at 310 North Main, offering lunch and dinner meals for dine-in or carry-out. Carson's, featuring a selection of sandwiches, appetizers, and more. For more information, call 582-2699.
Back at Bearcat Arena, 32-26, the Northwest Missouri State women with the lead over Truman State here at the half. Very solid half of basketball for Northwest. Now, the one key to watch out for, and we've seen this throughout the year with Northwest, is so many times we've seen them play one good half but not the other. We've seen them play good first halves and not good second halves and vice versa. So, again, we need to see them play 40 minutes of basketball because this is a really good Truman team that will take advantage of any opportunities Northwest gives them.
Yeah, they will. And I think if they can play especially 40 good minutes on defense, it'll be a key here. First half playing very good defense. You talked about the way Northwest has been able to mix up their defense a little bit and even out of their 2-3 zone, maybe disguise that zone some. And it's really caused some frustration for Truman State. They haven't been able to get the good looks out on the perimeter that they like, just 3 of 7 on threes, and really haven't had an opportunity to take very many three-point attempts, and been giving up maybe that little mid-level jumper, and they just have not been able to hit that shot. So Northwest is making Truman State uncomfortable in what they're trying to do offensively. Now, the bad side of that right now is, and really probably the only downside of the first half for Northwest, is on the boards, where they've given up 23 rebounds, and 12 of those, and 11 of those have been offensive boards. So if they can limit the offensive boards that Truman State will have in the second half, I think that'll be a big key. And then continue to take care of the basketball. They only have 5 turnovers at halftime, and that's been an area last 2 to 3 weeks where they've been really giving up too many turnovers. And tonight doing a very good job of taking care of the basketball. If they can continue that on into the second half, and make some good things can continue to happen.
32-26, Northwest Missouri State's lead over Truman State. The men's game coming up a little bit later on. We'll talk about that matchup when we come back. You're listening to the Bearcat. In 90 seconds, you're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network.
Northwest's Department of Natural Sciences is comprised of the disciplines of biology, chemistry, and geology. It includes the innovative interdisciplinary nanoscale science major. Learn more today at www.nwmissouri.edu.
Bearcat Radio Network broadcasts are supported by the Compass Dental Group. Dr. Bruce Twaddle and Dr. Brian Viertaler at 231 East Summit Drive in Maryville. More information available at compassdentalgroup.com.
Today's game is underwritten by National Investors and Northwest alumni R. Joe Smith and Greg Wilson. Services include asset protection and retirement planning, estate organization, and insurance options. National Investors with a national office in Redfield, Iowa.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Vaccaro and Herzog, RE/MAX First Choice Real Estate of Liberty, Missouri, specializing in residential and commercial property in North Kansas City. More information available at 816-806-7777. Northwest Missouri State basketball is underwritten on the Bearcat Radio Network by Carson Sports Grill, Mr. Goodsense Subs and Pasta, Maryville Glass and Lock, National Investors, St. Francis Hospital and Health Services, Shelter Insurance, and the Northwest Alumni Association. And by Nottoway Valley Bank, Compass Dental Group, Nottoway County Economic Development, Vaccaro Herzog, RE/MAX Realtors of Liberty, Missouri, and the Bearcat Booster Club. Northwest Missouri State basketball is a production of KXCV Radio.
Back at Bearcat Arena, 32-26, the Northwest women with the lead over Truman State. A little bit later on this afternoon, the Bearcat men's team will be in action against Truman. And joining us now is Northwest men's assistant Austin Meyer. And Austin, let's start with that matchup Wednesday night, a win over Nebraska Kearney. It almost looked a little bit like you guys had to knock the rust off from an off day last Saturday. But I guess the important thing is really kind of turned it around and played a good solid second half of basketball.
Yeah, we did. We came out a little sluggish and it didn't have a whole lot of rhythm, but, I think, they hit some shots. Their shooter, the number one guy in our scouting report, was, I think, 4 for 4 in the first half. But we trapped their ball screens and we didn't do a great job of corralling them off that, and they got some looks out of it. But like you said, the second half, we played with more confidence, played with more rhythm, and hopefully it was just a layoff thing, getting back in the groove.
You feel that things are going the way you want them to with the team? Obviously a critical part of the season right now.
Yeah, I think so. And I think, health-wise, Connor's been practiced a little bit yesterday. I'm not totally sure how much we'll get out of him, but obviously you want to get as close as you can back to 100%. But I feel like we have some momentum, with the games we've won lately going into this last game. Obviously this is a huge game. It's basically a playoff game. So I feel like we have some momentum going in, and hopefully we can, we talk about getting off to a good start. Hopefully we can do that today.
And you look at today being a senior day, always a big day, and now hopefully there's a lot of basketball to be played, but it's kind of one of those days to reflect on those guys that are going to be heading out of the program, and just as it seems like every year, got some important guys that are done this year.
Yeah, definitely, and it especially with junior college guys, it goes by really quick. You get them in there, and it feels like it takes them, a year to kind of adjust everything, and then all of a sudden it's their last year. But they've been great for us. They've done a heck of a job. They've been very coachable. We haven't had a lot of issues off the floor with them, and everybody in the community likes them, and they're very personable, and just really proud of them and what they brought to our program.
And with this matchup against Truman State, a little bit of history here, but we'll get into the team itself here in a minute. But you go way back in the series with Truman State. Obviously, they're one of the original members of the MIAA leaving the conference after this year. And, boy, there's been a lot of memorable basketball between Northwest and Truman State over the years.
Yeah, it really has. And, I've been involved in the games for going on 10 years now, which is kind of kind of crazy. But, yeah, we've had – there's been some unbelievable games over the years. You know, you can throw the records out the door. You know, there's been times, Elite 8 years we've had where we've gone in there, and I remember Kelvin hit a layup, I think, with 2 or 3 seconds left to get a win down there. So it's just – it's always a battle. They've traditionally just – they've been really smart. They run their stuff well, and they're tough matchups. They're kind of different – a little bit different than what you normally see with other teams.
Talk about Truman this year. What do you see out of them this year?
You know, just like I said, they're very intelligent. They run their offense well. They make you really guard, and they have some shooters. They have two of the probably the better shooters in our league. Just guys that I guess you could say scouting report change. You know, you kind of change your defense. We don't change our defense a whole lot, but these are guys that we 100% want to trail on screens. Tom Norton and Isaac Gardner. We want to trail them on screens, and if we're there on a catch, we actually would prefer them to put it on the floor and maybe get to the paint rather than, you know, most guys you want to take away the three, take away the drive. But these guys you want to 100% take away the three because they don't need much time to get a shot off, and they're looking to shoot threes. We talked about it yesterday in practice. They might use a pump fake and get a guy in the air, and rather than drive the middle of the lane, they're going to take two dribbles to the left and stay behind the line and shoot a three. So, you know, that's something that we're really looking to defend today, and it's going to be a huge effort from our guys.
It's got to be a little bit strange to prepare for a team the first time when you're talking about the last regular season game.
Yeah, usually you're pretty familiar with everybody at this point, but with the new system, it's been a little different. I know Coach Peterson had the scout, so you have to talk to him about that one.
Now, when you talk about you guys having something to play for, obviously you do. Is that something that you're hoping kind of drives the team a little bit, or is it something that you know, you want them to be driven themselves and not worry about that, and hope it plays out well.
Yeah, I mean, you want them to be driven, but it is the point of the year where it's been a long season. It's a grind for everybody, and you know, I think the more motivated and hungry teams at this time of year are the teams that are going to go far. And I think you know, if you can put that out there as a motivation factor, that if we win this game, you know, we're going to have a 3 seed in the conference tournament, which gives us a position to win the thing. You know, puts us in a good position to try to go into Kansas City and win the thing. So, yeah, I think it's motivation, and hopefully it kind of fuels us today.
All right, Coach, get one today.
All right, thanks, Matt.
That's Austin Meyer, Northwest Missouri State men's assistant. Again, they'll match up with Truman State a little bit later on this afternoon. We're at the half of the women's matchup, Northwest Missouri State with a 32-26 lead over Truman State. We're back to look at some of the first half stats after this. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Nottoway County Economic Development, whose services encourage people to live, work, and do business in Nottoway County, providing regional employment, health care, and educational opportunity. Nottoway County Economic Development, with more information at maryvillemo.org.
The Department of Behavioral Sciences at Northwest Missouri State University encompasses the disciplines of psychology, sociology, and child and family studies. Learn more at www.nwmissouri.edu. Northwest Missouri State University's Speaking Bearcats are the best college forensic team in the state after claiming the 2013 Missouri Association of Forensic Activities Championship at Southwest Baptist University. Carl Stafford, a senior speech and theater education major from St. Louis, was named Pentathlon State Champion as the best speaker in the state of Missouri. He also was crowned state champion in dramatic interpretation. He placed second in a program of oral interpretation and poetry interpretation and reached semifinals in impromptu speaking.
The Halftime Report is brought to you by the Bearcat Booster Club, offering financial support for all Bearcat athletic programs. More information at 660-562-1713.
Back out at Bearcat Arena, a 6-point lead for the Northwest Missouri State women over Truman State here at the half. A look at some of the numbers from the first half. For Northwest, they're being led in scoring by Maggie Marnin. She leads all scorers with 8 points so far. 6 points for Merity Scott. She was 2 of 2 from beyond the arc to put her points on the board in the first half. 5 points for Alexis Bay. She was 3 of 4 at the free throw line. 4 points apiece for Ashley Nelson and Monique Stevens. Nelson with all 4 of her points at the line, going 4 of 5 from there. 3 points from Timber Schekinger. She was 1 of 3 from outside the arc. And a couple of points for Annie Matthews, rounding out the scoring for Northwest in the first half. On the other side for Truman State, they're being led in scoring by Nicole Glore, who has 7 points so far. 6 points out of Allie Norton. She hit the only three-pointer she attempted in the first half and was 3 of 4 at the free throw line. 5 points off the bench for Courtney Strait. Strait 1 of 2 from three-point range for Truman State. They hit just 3 in the first half. 4 for Megan Sharp. She hit both shot attempts she had in the first half. and a couple of points apiece for Bianca Safarowicz and Becca McHenry to round out the scoring for Truman State in the first half. Team numbers, Northwest shooting 43% from the field. They were 10 of 23, 3 of 5 from three-point range. For Truman State, they were 9 of 28 from the field. That's good for 32%. They were 3 of 7 from three-point range. And at the free throw line, Northwest 9 of 11, Truman State 5 of 7. Truman is out-rebounding Northwest 23 to 11, but the Cats forced 10 first-half turnovers against Truman and only turned the ball over 5 times in the first half themselves. A halftime score of note. So again, we mentioned how Northwest gets a win here today and Central Oklahoma can beat Missouri Southern. Northwest would get to host a game on Tuesday. Right now at the half, Missouri Southern with a 2-point lead over Central Oklahoma, 38-36. We'll take a timeout, come back with second half action after this. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network.
The halftime report is brought to you by the Bearcat Booster Club, offering financial support for all Bearcat athletic programs. More information at 660-562-1713. Today's broadcast is brought to you by St. Francis Hospital and Health Services in Maryville. Founded in 1894, St. Francis Hospital and Health Services provides health care for residents in northwest Missouri and southwest Iowa, 660-562-2600.
Support for today's Bearcat broadcast comes from Maryville Glass and Lock, offering 24-hour emergency service, locksmithing, auto glass, rock chip repair, storefronts, and entrances. Located at 5th and Buchanan, 582-3131, or at MarryvilleGlassandLock.com.
Back out at Bearcat Arena before the start of the second half, Northwest Missouri State and Truman State in the women's matchup. Before we get to the second half, let's pause 10 seconds for station identification. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network. Truman State back with their starters, Norton, Conway, McHenry, Safarowicz, and Glore to start this second half. For Northwest Missouri State, they'll do the same. Monique Stevens, Timber Schechinger, Ashley Nelson, Maggie Marnin, and Annie Matthews. A 32-26 lead for the Northwest women. And Northwest will have the ball to start the second half, working right to left here at Bearcat Arena. Stevens will bring it across midcourt, guarded by Allie Norton. Man-to-man defense from Truman State. Out to the right side for Schechinger. Glore went for the steal, didn't get it. Now up top for Nelson, over to the left for Stevens. Stevens with it on the wing. Fakes right, goes left. Kick out for Matthews. Matthews with a dribble. On to the left wing. Top of the key for Marnin. Marnin over to the left side. Stevens. Shot fake. On the drive. Underhanded shot. Off the front of the rim. Rebound for Matthews. Matthews kicks it out for Marnin. Skip over to the right for Stevens. On the wing. Shot fake. Pass to the right elbow for Marnin. Out to the Schechinger on the wing. Schechinger to the free throw line. Left side. Nelson goes up. Gets the pass. Up top it goes for Stevens. Stevens gets a screen from Marnin, steps back, takes a three. It's off the back of the rim. Rebound tipped a couple times by Schechinger. She comes down with it. Now in the left corner, gets it up to Nelson on the wing. Inside to Matthews. Matthews with a dribble, up with the shot. Got it to go. Great possession there by Northwest. Annie Matthews with four. Bearcats with their biggest lead of the game, 34-26. Truman State with the ball on the left sideline. Glore brings it between the circles. Leaves it for Norton. Norton onto the right side on the wing for Glore. Glore down to the baseline, through the lane, bounce pass out, left wing, a three from McHenry is good. Becca McHenry with 5 points, and it's a 34-29 lead for Northwest Missouri State. Stevens calls out the offense. She crosses the line over to the left side, out on the wing for, or on the arc rather, for Matthews. Gets inside to Marnin, top of the key for Schechinger. Schechinger. Bump as she tries to spin away from Glore. Gets it into Matthews. Back out to Schechinger. Now to the right side for Stevens. Goes on the drive with it. Double teamed into Matthews. Great look by Stevens. Matthews misses a shot. Gets the rebound and will kick it back out for Stevens. Over to the left for Schechinger. And Schechinger called for a travel. And that will give it back to Truman State.
Well, unfortunately, they could finish off that shot. But two good indications off of the two possessions so far. They've come up and got a couple of offensive rebounds. So going to the boards a little bit harder early in the second half.
Truman with the ball. Across midcourt comes McHenry. Out to the left side for Glore. Glore with a pass up to the high post. Tipped loose. Sharp dives after it, trying to corral it. Scoops it up to Norton. Norton will reset for Truman State. Works it over to the right side on the wing for Sharp. Back up to Glore. Over to the left side for McHenry. She'll back it out with 8 on the shot clock, right side. Norton open, a 3 on the way, and it's good. She's 2 for 2 from outside the arc. Allie Norton with 9 points, and it's a 34-32 lead for Northwest. Bearcats with it. Stevens over to the right side, tries to go to Schechinger, and it's off her fingertips and out of bounds. And so Truman State with a chance to gain their first lead since about a minute and a half into the game. It's a two-point lead for Northwest as Norton brings it up the floor against Stevens. Cross the timeline left. Brings it over to the left side for Glore. Glore out top for Sharp. Sharp will work it right side. McHenry starts a drive, kicks it inside off of Conway's fingertips to Annie Matthews. Gives it up for Stevens. Stevens on the right side on the wing. Up to Matthews, the high post. Down to Marnin. Touch pass back to Matthews. She brings it out top of the key with the dribble. Works it over to the left side for Nelson. A ball is tipped by McHenry. Nelson picks it up, and they'll call McHenry with a hold. Trying to chase after the loose ball. That's the second foul on Becca McHenry.
McHenry really had a look of, I can't believe you're calling that on me, but it seemed like pretty evident right here. She had a pretty good hold there.
So into the lineup for Northwest Missouri State comes Meredy Scott. She was 2 of 2 on threes in the first half. Stevens with it at the top of the key for the Cats. Over to the right wing. Brings it up top for Nelson. Nelson down the left side of the lane, spins, ball knocked loose, rolls out to the right side. Norton will pick it up, ahead to McHenry. McHenry with the layup on the right, no good. Rebound and follow on the left, missed by Courtney Strait, but she draws the foul, and we'll get to the free throw line with a chance to tie the game. Foul is called on Annie Matthews, that's her second. First against the Cats in this second half. And Courtney Strait to the free throw line, she is a 90% shooter for Truman. It seems like they all shoot the ball well, no matter where they're at. First of the two, 4 straight, is good. 6 points for Courtney Strait, a freshman out of Cedar Rapids, Iowa. Ashley Thayer back in the game for Northwest. Ashley Nelson to the sideline. And a second free throw for Courtney Strait could tie it. 16:43 to play. Free throw is up and good. So Strait hit them both, and we've got a brand new ball game. Northwest with the basketball. Stevens will be picked up by Norton as she gets into the front court. Now to the high post left for Marnin. Out to the right, Stevens. Stevens underneath to Marnin. Great give and go. And Marnin with the layup on the right. She's got 10. First for either team into double-digit scoring. It's a two-point Northwest lead. McHenry kick into the right corner. Strait takes a three. That's off the front of the rim. Long rebound to McHenry. Knocked away from her by Thayer. It goes out of bounds. And an inbound coming for Truman State. 16-19 to play, a 36-34 lead for the Northwest women. Inbound to Norton in the right corner, inside to Conway. Out to Norton on the wing. She'll bring it to the free throw line. Bounce pass for Sharp. Shot fake, a dribble. Shot on the right side. Good for Megan Sharp. Sharp with 6. Ties it at 36. Northwest with a basketball. Stevens to Matthews at the top of the key. Back over to Stevens on the left wing. She'll put it on the floor once to Scott up top. Works it over to the left side at the elbow to Marnin. Now to the right side. Stevens, touch pass into Matthews. Turns, now dribbles out to the corner. Spires a dribble. Looks at Scott cutting through. Not there. Out to Marnin, right wing. Top of the key, Stevens. A 3 on the way. Good! Monique Stevens knocks down her first 3 of the game. She's got 7 points, and the Bearcats up 39-36. 15.5 minutes to play. Norton with it out between the circles. Guarded by Thayer. On to the left side, McHenry. To Sharp. Sharp with the dribble, top of the key, over to the right side. A drive by Strait, down to the baseline, forces the shot. No good, and a foul call. We'll send her to the free throw line to shoot two. Coach Smith, so prepared to complain about a no call, he complained anyway after the call was made.
And then realized, whoa, this was coming our way.
So that's the second foul on Meredy Scott, second against Northwest in this half. And 2 free throws for Courtney Strait. And the first one is good. 8 points now for the freshman. She averages 5 a game for Truman. Amy Briggs and Nicole Glore back out there for Truman State. 15:20 to play. 39-37 Northwest Missouri State on top. Second free throw for Courtney Strait is good. I don't think she hit rim on any of the 4 free throws she's taken. They've all been nothing but net. And it's a 1-point game. Bearcats with a basketball. Across the timeline with a pass to the right side. Matthews into the corner, Thayer. Now to Marnin, double team, gets it up to Matthews. A dribble down the lane, tries to go up with the shot and draws a foul. They're going to call it on the floor, so Northwest will get an inbound here. The foul call is against Megan Sharp, and that'll be the second on Sharp. It's also the second team foul against Truman State. Bearcats inbounding on the baseline right. Stevens lobs it in for Marnin. Marnin out top. Thayer takes a three. It hits the front of the rim. The backboard, no good. Conway with the rebound. Out to the left side for Briggs. Briggs brings it top of the key. Over to the right for Strait. Strait started a drive. Steps back. Takes a three. She got it. Truman back on top. Courtney Strait with 12 points. Again, she averages just 5 a game for Truman. And now the ball knocked away from Ashley Thayer, taken by Glore. A layup the other way, no good, but Thayer will commit her second foul and send Nicole Glore to the free throw line to shoot two for Truman. 14:38 to play. The free throws will come after a timeout. 41-39, Truman State's lead over the Northwest Missouri State women. We're back in a minute. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network.
Northwest's Department of Health and Human Services offers programs ranging from physical education to coaching to dietetics and parks management. Learn more today at www.nwmissouri.edu.
Support for this Bearcat sports broadcast comes from Carson Sports Grill, located at 310 North Main, offering lunch and dinner meals for dine-in or carry-out. Carson's, featuring a selection of sandwiches, appetizers, and more. For more information, call 582-2699.
Today's game is underwritten by Shelter Insurance, providing auto, home, life, and business insurance, 24-hour claims assistance, and insurance protection reviews. More information from Shelter Insurance agents Dave Weigel of Maryville, Craig Thompson of Albany, and Jonathan Miller of Mound City. Today's game on the Bearcat Radio Network is brought to you in part by the Nottoway Valley Bank, serving Northwest Missouri since 1868. Services include online banking and e-bill pay at nvb.com. Locations in Maryville, Savannah, St. Joseph, and Mound City.
Back out at Bearcat Arena, 41-39, Truman State with the lead over the Northwest Missouri State women, 14:38 to play here. In Northwest women needing a win today and a loss by Missouri Southern to be able to host on Tuesday. Missouri Southern was leading Central Oklahoma by 2 at the half, 38-36. At the line coming out of the timeout, Nicole Glore hits her first free throw. She has 8 points so far. And a second one coming up for Glore. That one is on the way and also good. So 9 now for Glore. And Becca McHenry will come back in and replace Nicole Glore in the Truman State lineup. Monique Stevens will bring it up the floor for the Cats. She crosses the timeline, picked up by Amy Briggs. Over to the right wing for Scott. Scott gets a screen from Marnin, gets it to her on the pick and roll. Shot by Marnin, no good, but she's also called for a charge. That'll be the third on Maggie Marnin.
All right, I think we might be going the other way here. Let's see. Nope.
Marnin thought they were going to go the other way, as did the rest of her teammates. They were huddling up at the free throw line, getting ready for her to take a free throw, a couple of free throw attempts, but Megan Sharp was the one who slid in and took that charge for Truman State.
Yeah, I think the confusion came from the official underneath the basket who initially had ruled that it was going to be a block, but the official out on the front was the one that overruled the play.
So the ball comes into McHenry, gives it up for Briggs. Briggs brings it up against Ashley Thayer. It's a 4-point Truman State lead. Briggs still in the backcourt. Double team comes her way. Gets it ahead. 4 straight. Now back to Briggs. Over the right side for Sharp near the sideline. Out to McHenry between the circles. McHenry to Straight. Straight holding onto it in front of Stevens. 7 on the shot clock now for Briggs. Briggs will dribble down to the right side out on the wing. Dribbles back to the left, into the lane, goes up with a wild shot. It hits the back of the rim, no good. Rebound knocked out of bounds, and it will belong to Northwest Missouri State. Alexis Bay and Timber Schechinger in for Northwest. Marnin goes to the sideline with 3 fouls and 13:52 to play. Annie Matthews will also come out of the lineup for the Cats. 43-39, Truman State's lead. And for Truman State, they bring Bianca Safarowicz back into the lineup, taking the place of Jennifer Conway. Stevens across midcourt. Cats down by 4. Onto the right side for Thayer. Now back to Stevens. Stevens gets the screen both ways. Goes to the left to the free throw line. 16-footer good for Monique Stevens. 9 for Stevens, and it's a 43-41 game. Truman with the lead in the basketball. 13:29 to go. McHenry in the backcourt with both Stevens and Thayer there defensively, trying to dribble around them, and a timeout for Truman State. 13:22 to go, 43-41. Truman with the lead by 2 over Northwest. We're back to Bearcat Arena in a minute. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network.
Today's game is being underwritten on the Bearcat Radio Network by National Investors and Northwest alumni. RGO Smith and Greg Wilson. Services include asset protection and retirement planning, estate organization, and insurance options. National Investors with a national office in Redfield, Iowa.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Vaquero & Herzog, REMAX First Choice Real Estate of Liberty, Missouri, specializing in residential and commercial property in North Kansas City. More information available at 816-806-7777.
Northwest Missouri State senior Tyler Shaw will be the lone representative of Bearcat Track and Field at the 2013 NCAA 2 Indoor Track and Field National Championships next month. Shaw returns to the national championship meet in the 60-meter hurdles after sitting out the 2012 indoor season. The senior set a Northwest school record in the 60-meter hurdles at the Concordia Invitational and proceeded to break his own record in grand fashion at the 2011 National Championships in Albuquerque, New Mexico.
43-41, Truman State women with the lead over Northwest Missouri State, 13:22 to play. We're going to have an exciting one here with both of these teams with a lot to play for. Truman trying to get a first-round bye in the MIAA postseason tournament. And for Northwest Missouri State, trying to get a first-round home game on Tuesday night. Inbound comes into the backcourt for Allie Norton. And Norton works it ahead across the timeline to Briggs. Working against the 2-3 zone from Northwest. Briggs dribbles over to the left side to Sharp between the circles. On to the right for Norton. Norton holding on to it. Inside for Safarowicz. Bay comes around trying to get a steal. Does get a held ball call out of it. That's one thing Alexis Bay has done a good job of this afternoon, is getting around the post player and at the very least getting her hands on the basketball, if not getting a steal.
And that time, just great anticipation. She knew that entry pass was coming in, was able to step in and come up with it.
The inbound pass goes right to Merritt E. Scott, so she'll bring it across the timeline, down the left side of the floor, kick out for Nelson, skip across, Schechinger, right wing three on the way, good! Timber Schechinger puts the Cats back on top with her second three of the game. 44-43, Northwest Missouri State. Truman State with the ball, 12:43 to go. Norton with it on the left side, works it out to the center circle for Sharp, on to the right for Briggs. Briggs skips it across to the left, McHenry with it on the wing there. Takes one dribble, now we'll put up a shot, it's a three, it's off the front of the rim, the rebound tipped around, Schechinger can't quite catch up to it, having to fight off Megan Sharp for that board, and Truman will inbound on the baseline left. Nicole Glore will come back in the Bulldog lineup, take the place of Amy Briggs. And Norton will inbound it for Truman. Looks for Glore. Nothing there. Still holding on to it. Lobs it up, overthrows Sharp, but is chased down by McHenry. McHenry works it over to the right side for Glore. Down to the baseline, along the lane, and steps out of bounds underneath the bucket. So that will give it back to Northwest Missouri State with 12:19 to go. It's going to be the 12th turnover of the game for Truman State. They had 8 very early. Started to take a little bit better care of the basketball, but the Cats trying to force a few more here in the second half. To the high post left, Schechinger down the right side of the lane. Got a pick from Stevens over to Bay. Bay stripped to the basketball. She tries to go up with the shot. It's out of bounds underneath, and an inbound coming for Northwest. And Coach Michael Smith saying none of his players touched the ball, that it just slipped out of her hands, but the Cats will inbound. And two officials say that it was tipped. So Stevens set to inbound. Still looking. Gets it into Scott. Scott cutting to the basket. Hits the shot off the glass. That's 8 for Merritt E. Scott. 46-43. Northwest up. Truman State with the ball. We go inside 12 minutes to play. Norton with it on the left side. Gets it to Sharp between the circles. Over to the right, McHenry. Guarded in that 2-3 zone by Stevens. Goes on the drive. Gets by her. Shot off the glass. Good for Becca McHenry. That's 7-4 McHenry. 46-45. Northwest with the lead in the ball. Stevens across the timeline with it. Works it over toward the right side of the floor. Moves Merritt E. Scott off from the wing. Dribbles over that way. Gets a screen from Bay. to the free throw line. Bounce pass down for Schechinger. Back out to Stevens. Stevens on to the left side for Nelson. Nelson will bring it to the top of the key. Over to Schechinger, left wing. Six on the shot clock, inside to Bay. Bay squares, puts it on the floor, goes up with the shot. No good, but Bay draws the foul on Bianca Safarowicz. That'll be the first on Safarowicz. It's the third team foul against Truman State, and two opportunities coming up for Alexis Bay. Bay 3 of 4 at the line this afternoon. That's right at her season average of 75%. 11-12 to play. Northwest Missouri State up 46-45. Playing a solid game defensively against a Truman State team that can put up some pretty big numbers on the offensive end. The first free throw good for Bay.
Northwest has really made a Truman State work for any shot that they've gotten off.
Truman is the second leading scoring offense in the MIAA coming into action today. As the second free throw goes for Alexis Bay. Seven for her. Northwest back up by three. Truman State with it. McHenry in the backcourt. Sharp back there to try to help her out. Long pass ahead to Norton on the right side. And out to McHenry, who will set the offense for the Bulldogs. 11 minutes to play. McHenry works it to the left side of the floor. Now between the circles for Sharp. She dribbles to the top of the key over to the right. Norton with a quick three. That one off the front of the rim, off the backboard. Rebound inside, knocked away from Schechinger, but a foul call against Truman State. And Northwest Missouri State will have it. I believe this will go against Nicole Gore. Nope, they're going to call it on Safarowicz. That'll be the second on Bianca Safarowicz. Fourth team foul against Truman State. Both teams have been called for four in this second half.
Northwest doing a better job on the boards in the second half, limiting Truman State to just four rebounds up to this point.
Back in the game, Courtney Strait, who's had a pretty good afternoon offensively for Truman. Top of the key for Schechinger. Schechinger onto the right corner. Merity Scott puts up a three. Good! Merity Scott with her third three of the game. She has 11, and it's a 51-45 lead for Northwest. 10:25 to go. Norton across midcourt on the left side. Out between the circles, gives it up for Sharp. Sharp onto the right side for Strait. Strait dribbling with it on the wing. Backs it up, skips it across left for Norton. She'll chase it down near the sideline with 10 on the shot clock. Over to the left, Sharp. Down to the baseline, into the paint. Spin move, lost the ball. Picks it up, gives it for Safarowicz. Shot knocked away by Nelson. But Nelson is going to be called for the foul. That'll be her first. Fifth team foul, and with 10:01 to play, Bianca Safarowicz goes to the free throw line to shoot two. She is 2 of 3 from there. And her first one on the way, and it's good. Safarowicz with all three of her points coming at the free throw line so far. Jennifer Conway back in the lineup for Truman State along with Amy Briggs. Straight and Sharp to the sideline for the Bulldogs. Second free throw for Safarowicz. In and out, no good. Rebound for Alexis Bay. Gets it out to Stevens as we go inside 10 minutes to play. Stevens across the timeline with it to the right side for Nelson. Nelson down to the baseline. Spins, gives it out for Scott. Right wing three off the front of the rim. Rebound Stevens. Layup on the right. Good for Monique Stevens. That's 11 for Stevens, 53-46, Northwest Missouri State up. They got out to their biggest lead less than a minute into the second half. That was 8 points, right now up by 7, 9.5 to play. Right side Norton with it on the wing. She's expired her dribble, spinning with it. Stevens there defensively to Glore on the baseline. A drive, a bounce pass into Safarowicz, knocked away by Scott, who gets the steal and gives it up for Schechinger. Ahead to Nelson, left side, into the lane. Bay, layup on the left, good for Alexis Bay. That's 9 for Bay. That's the lead for Northwest. 9:05 to play, 55-46. Truman State with the ball, Briggs between the circles. Works it over on the left side, guarded by Scott. Now brings it out to Glore. Glore wants to drive, but is cut off. Gives it up for Norton. Norton will back it out. Reset the half-court offense for the Bulldogs. Out to Glore, top of the key. Over to the right, Norton on the wing. Norton brings it up top. Briggs with a long three. That one well short. Goes out of bounds underneath, and it will belong to Northwest Missouri State after a timeout. 8:40 to go, 55-46. Northwest with the lead over Truman State. We're back in a minute. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network.
Today's broadcast is brought to you by St. Francis Hospital and Health Services in Maryville. Founded in 1894, St. Francis Hospital and Health Services provides health care for residents in northwest Missouri and southwest Iowa. 660-562-2600. Bearcat Radio Network broadcasts are supported by the Compass Dental Group, Dr. Bruce Twaddle, and Dr. Brian Viertaler at 231 East Summit Drive in Maryville. More information available at CompassDentalGroup.com.
Northwest Missouri State Bearcat Sports on the Bearcat Radio Network is brought to you in part by the Bearcat Booster Club, assisting the athletic department in funding improvements and providing equipment for the various teams. The Bearcat Booster Club, 562-1713.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Nottoway County Economic Development, whose services encourage people to live, work, and do business in Nottoway County, providing regional employment, health care, and educational opportunity. Nottoway County Economic Development, with more information at MaryvilleMo.org.
Back out at Bearcat Arena, 8:40 to play, 55-46. Northwest Missouri State with a lead over Truman State. Heck of a run here by Northwest.
Yes, it is, a 9-1 run over the last 2:32 of this game, and Matt, still, obviously, with 8:40 left, a lot of time left in this game, but up to this point, I think this might be the most complete game Northwest has played all season.
So the Bearcats will have the ball coming out of the timeout. Monique Stevens will bring it up the floor out there with Timber Schekinger, along with Ashley Nelson, Alexis Bay, and Meredith Scott. Scott's got a couple of big threes here lately. Inside to Bay. Bay into the lane with a couple of dribbles. Left-handed hook, good for Alexis Bay. Bay with 11 here on senior day. She's one of the two seniors for this Northwest Missouri State women's team. And the Bearcats are up by double digits, 57-46 with 8:13 to go. Briggs between the circles on the right side. Gets it out to McHenry. She'll bring it to the left wing. Kick it out for Norton. A fake on the three. Thought maybe she'd take that one. Gets it out to Briggs right. Over to McHenry on the left, and it's taken by Schekinger. A 3-on-2 for Northwest. Schekinger down the lane. Over to Scott. A foul call, and it's an offensive foul on Timber Schekinger. And Coach Kellogg cannot believe it. So Timber Schekinger called for her first foul. It's the 16th foul against Northwest, and Truman will inbound. Courtney Strait back in the ball game. Amy Briggs to the sideline. 57-46, Northwest up. Norton in the backcourt. Working against Stevens. Gets it over to the left side for McHenry. Back out between the circles for Norton. Norton will work it to the left side. You know, Truman just has not looked comfortable offensively at all today.
Northwest had a very good job mixing up their defense and really masking that 2-3 zone a bit.
Out between the circles, McHenry, 5 on the shot clock. She goes on a drive out to the right. Strait will take a 3, and it's good. Courtney Strait with her second 3 of the game. She has 15 points to lead Truman State. 57-49 the lead for the Northwest women. Out between the circles, Stevens onto the right side for Scott. Scott back to Stevens on the right wing. Gets a screen from Schekinger. Double team over to Schekinger. Inside for Bay. Bay with a dribble. Spins. Shot against Conway. No good. Rebound to the floor. Tipped by Stevens. And Schekinger will come up with it on the sideline. Into Scott. Layup on the right by Scott. No good. Coach Kellogg wanted a foul call. And the rebound comes down to Truman State. Right side. Norton takes a three. And it's good for Allie Norton. It's the third for Norton. She has 12 points. And it's a 57-52 game. And Northwest will take a timeout. 6:37 to go. Northwest up on Truman State, 57-52. We're back to Bearcat Arena in 30 seconds. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network.
Today's game on the Bearcat Radio Network is brought to you in part by Mr. Goodson's in Maryville, serving sub sandwiches, hot pastas, salads, soups, and sides. Delivery service is also provided. Mr. Goodson's at 121 South Main in Maryville, 582-2368.
Support for today's Bearcat broadcast comes from Maryville Glass and Lock, offering 24-hour emergency service, locksmithing, auto glass, rock chip repair, storefronts, and entrances. Located at 5th and Buchanan, 582-3131, or at MarylandGlassAndLock.com.
Back out to Bearcat Arena, 57-52. Northwest Missouri State with a lead over Truman, but that three-point shooting ability by Truman State, and they're not going to be out of any game.
Oh, absolutely not. They came down and they knocked down two straight threes, a 6-0 run now over just 49 seconds. Northwest with the possession here. It would be big for them to come up with a bucket.
Between the circles, Stevens. Over to the high post, left for Marnin. Back to Stevens on the right wing. Inside to Marnin. They leave her alone, and she ends up with an easy layup. That's 12 for Marnin. 59-52, Northwest with a lead. Truman State with a basketball. 6:20 to go. Norton in the backcourt. Stevens right there defensively. Ahead to Safarowicz on the right sideline. She sidesteps with a dribble. Now gives it up for Straight. Over to the left. McHenry on the drive. Underneath to Sharp. Shot by Sharp. No good. Rebound tipped by Schechinger. Nelson up with it. She'll push it ahead to Scott on the right side. Scott didn't have numbers. Out to Schechinger. Right wing three. Good for Timber Schechinger. Third three of the game for Schechinger. Northwest back up by double digits. And a timeout for Truman State. 5:50 to play. 62-52. Northwest on top. We're back to Bearcat Arena in 30 seconds. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network.
Today's game on the Bearcat Radio Network is brought to you in part by the Nottoway Valley Bank, serving Northwest Missouri since 1868. Services include online banking and e-bill pay at nvb.com. Locations in Maryville, Savannah, St. Joseph, and Mound City. Today's game is underwritten by Shelter Insurance, providing auto, home, life, and business insurance, 24-hour claims assistance, and insurance protection reviews. More information from Shelter Insurance agents Dave Weigel of Maryville, Craig Thompson of Albany, and Jonathan Miller of Mound City.
Back out at Bearcat Arena, 62-52, the Northwest women with the lead over Truman State, 5:50 to play. We pause 10 seconds for station identification. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network. Truman State basketball, Straight with it on the right wing, gives it up for Norton. Norton with it on the right wing, backs it out against the 2-3 zone, works it out between the circles, and now back over to Norton. Right side for Sharp on the baseline, kick into the corner, a three on the way, off the front of the rim, no good for Becca McHenry, rebound for Sharp. Sharp with the follow underneath, that won't go. Gets the rebound again and hits it this time on the right side. Megan Sharp battling underneath, now has 8 points. Bearcat women with an 8-point lead, 62-54, 5:14 to go. Schechinger top of the key to Scott on the right wing, inside for Marnin. Marnin with a dribble, out top, Schechinger, on to the left for Nelson. Nelson will give it up for Scott, she's got it up top, goes on the drive, left-handed layup, too strong. Marnin the rebound, kicks it back out for Stevens, and they reset the shot clock here, and it should not have been. The shot went off the backboard but did not catch the rim, so now they're going to have to determine how much time should be on the shot clock with 4:56 on the game clock. So now they'll have to determine where the number will have to be, and they bring it down to 8. So Northwest will have 8 seconds to work with on the shot clock after a timeout. 4:56 to play. Bearcats are up by 8. We're back to Bearcat Arena in a minute. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network.
Today's broadcast is brought to you by St. Francis Hospital and Health Services in Maryville. Founded in 1894, St. Francis Hospital and Health Services provides health care for residents in northwest Missouri and southwest Iowa. 660-562-2600. Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Vaquero and Herzog, REMAX First Choice Real Estate of Liberty, Missouri, specializing in residential and commercial property in North Kansas City. More information available at 816-806-7777.
Northwest is home to one of only two laboratory elementary schools that allows students to gain hands-on experience right on campus. The Department of Professional Education offers majors, minors, masters, a doctorate, and certificates in many disciplines within education. Support for this Bearcat sports broadcast comes from Carson Sports Grill, located at 310 North Main, offering lunch and dinner meals for dine-in or carry-out. Carson's, featuring a selection of sandwiches, appetizers, and more. For more information, call 582-2699.
Back out of Bearcat Arena, 62-54. The Northwest Missouri State women with the lead over Truman State, 4:56 to play. An update from that Missouri Southern game, Central Oklahoma with a 48-43 lead in the second half of that one. Again, a win today by Northwest and Central Oklahoma gives the Northwest women a home game on Tuesday.
The key to the second half for Northwest, out rebounding at Truman State 11-7.
Marnin inside, turnaround, fadeaway off the front of the rim. Megan Sharp with a rebound for Truman State. 8-point Bearcat lead, 4:45 to play. McHenry out to Norton between the circles. She backs it out, works it to the left side for Straight. Back to Norton. She slides over to the right side with the dribble. Wants to go inside, but can't get it into Sharp. Now to the right, McHenry. Inside for Sharp. Goes up with a shot blocked by Schechinger. Sharp with a rebound. Pass underneath Safarowicz, and the follow on the left. Good. Far by Bianca Safarowicz. And she draws a foul, so she'll get a three-point play opportunity. Timber Schechinger called for her second for Northwest. Safarowicz with 5 points in this game. That's right at her season average. And she'll have one at the line. She's 3 of 5 at the line so far. And her free throw off the left side of the rim. Martin with the rebound for Northwest. So it's a 62-56 lead for the Cats. Stevens, left side, Nelson, fakes on the three, goes on the drive, up with the shot, no good. Rebound, Schechinger in the follow on the right, good for Timber Schechinger. She's got 11. Bearcats with five players in double-digit scoring this afternoon. 64-56, the lead for Northwest. Norton between the circles with 4 minutes to play. Over to the right side for McHenry. Stevens almost had a chance at a steal. McHenry dribbles down to the block, into the lane, up with the runner, and they're going to call an offensive foul, an illegal screen against Bianca Safarowicz. Michael Smith comes all the way out to the three-point line to complain about it and then calls a timeout, I think in part so he doesn't get called for a technical. So that will be a timeout for Truman. Northwest will have it after the break. 3:50 to go. We're back in 30 seconds. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network.
Today's game is underwritten by National Investors and Northwest alumni R. Joe Smith and Greg Wilson. Services include asset protection and retirement planning, estate organization, and insurance options. National Investors with a national office in Redfield, Iowa.
Bearcat Radio Network broadcasts are supported by the Compass Dental Group, Dr. Bruce Twaddle, and Dr. Brian Viertaler at 231 East Summit Drive in Maryville. More information available at CompassDentalGroup.com.
Back at Bearcat Arena, 64-56. The Northwest women with a lead over Truman State, 3:50 to play. Now a 48-45 game. Central Oklahoma with a lead over Missouri Southern with 8 minutes to play down in Oklahoma. Again, a Bearcat win and a Central Oklahoma win means another game here at Bearcat Arena Tuesday night. Out between the circles right is Monique Stevens, ahead to Scott, inside to Marnin. Marnin up with the shot, good off the glass. Bianca Safarowicz did everything she could to try to get that ball away from Maggie Marnin and couldn't get it done. Marnin's got 14, 66-56 Northwest, 3:30 to go. Top of the key, McHenry slides over to the right side of the wing into Sharp. Sharp with a dribble, goes up with a shot, hit the bottom of the backboard, no good. Rebound Safarowicz, her follow, no. This time Nelson out of there with it for Northwest. To the top of the key. Ball knocked away from behind by Safarowicz. It goes out of bounds. And Northwest will inbound baseline left. 3:15 to go. Stevens looking to trigger it in. Bearcats are up by 10. Into the left corner and an illegal screen set by Timber Schechinger. It's going to be the third foul on Schechinger. And Truman State will get the basketball back. 66-56 game. Northwest on top, but Truman State, don't forget, they've got that three-point shot in their pocket. The leading three-point shooting team in terms of percentage in the MIAA. Pass down low for Sharp. Sharp too far into the basket. Kicks a pass out. It's off the fingertips of Glore. She saves it inbounds to McHenry. Out right side, Norton puts up a three from the wing. In and out, no good. Rebound for Schechinger. Schechinger will give it up to Stevens. And Stevens brings it up the floor with 2:45 to play. A great crowd here at Bearcat Arena trying to urge the Cats on to the win. Stevens in the center circle, guarded by Norton. To the high post left for Schechinger. Dribbles it over to the right. Steps back, top of the key. Now expires the dribble. And we've got a timeout for Northwest head coach Mark Kellogg. 2:32 to go, 66-56 Northwest. We're back in 30 seconds. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network.
Northwest Missouri State basketball is underwritten on the Bearcat Radio Network by Carson Sports Grill, Mr. Goodsense Subs and Pasta, Maryville Glass and Lock, National Investors, St. Francis Hospital and Health Services, Shelter Insurance, and the Northwest Alumni Association. And by Nottoway Valley Bank, Compass Dental Group, Nottoway County Economic Development, the Carol Herzog REMAX Realtors of Liberty, Missouri, and the Bearcat Booster Club. Northwest Missouri State basketball is a production of KXCV Radio.
Back at Bearcat Arena, 10-point Northwest Missouri State lead. So Bearcat women playing for a chance at a home game next week. And there will be four games on Tuesday night that will be play-in games to try to get down to Kansas City in the MIAA postseason tournament. Out to the left side, Schechinger gives it up for Nelson. A drive on the baseline, into the lane, up with the runner, no good. And the rebound for Megan Sharp for Truman State. Gives it out to McHenry on the right side. Leaves it on the wing, four straight, into the corner, McHenry. Nelson steps back, McHenry takes a three, no good to the right, and the rebound for Maggie Marnin. To Stevens, ahead to Nelson, a three on one, inside to Schechinger, layup good for Timber Schechinger. That's 13 for Schechinger, the Bearcats are up by 12. That's their biggest lead of the game. On to the right side on the wing, McHenry, on the drive, out to Strait, a three-pointer up and good for Courtney Strait. That's the third three of the game for Strait, she's got 18 points. Tell you what, you knew Norton was going to knock down some threes as we've got a timeout here, but Courtney Strait hitting three threes for Truman really has come up big. She shoots at a pretty good percentage, doesn't hit a lot of threes during the season, but that's been bigger, I think, than the three threes from Allie Norton so far.
Yeah, and Strait's had some good looks at the bucket to knock those down, so maybe a little bit more pressure on her to make it a little more difficult. But really, overall, it's been a solid second half for Northwest and game where they're trying to put together a full 40 minutes, and I think they've done it up to this point. You got a minute and a half, a minute 50 left in the ball game. They just need to continue to do what's working. The last few possessions, getting their transition game going, and some easy looks inside off of that, and it's paid off with Northwest up at the moment, 68-59.
Again, the last update we had on that Missouri Southern Central Oklahoma game was 48-45 Central Oklahoma over Missouri Southern with 8 minutes to play. And again, we'll try to keep on top of that.
And I got an update here, Matt. Central Oklahoma now leading 55-52. That's with 4:57 left in the game.
So they've got a close one there in Oklahoma. And again, Northwest needs a Central Oklahoma win, and they need to close out the last minute 50 here and get a win over Truman State to get the home game on Tuesday. I'll have to dig a little bit deeper to figure out exactly who the home game would be against, but that not the biggest concern. You just want to get it here at Bearcat Arena. Schechinger with the inbound to Stevens. Some pressure in the backcourt for Truman State. Allie Norton right there against Stevens. She dribbles by Norton across the timeline. Now over to the right side. Megan Sharp gets the steal on a pass for Merity Scott. Sharp the other way to the wing. Gets it out top for McHenry. Tried to get it to Norton on the wing, and it's taken back by Nelson. Nelson in a triple team out near midcourt. Timeout, Bearcats. Good timeout there by Coach Kellogg, and Nelson doing a good job defensively, at the very least just keeping it out of Norton's hands, because if Nelson doesn't get that ball, it's a wide open look for the best three-point shooter in the conference.
And you got a feeling percentages are pretty good for her in that case, but a good turnover. Northwest getting the ball and a chance to inbound now with minute 32 left, and hopefully come up with another bucket.
68-59 the lead for the Northwest women, 1:32 to play, and Bearcat women honoring two seniors before the ball game this afternoon. Ashley Thayer and Alexis Bay, both recognized before the ball game. They'd like to get one more in their career here at Bearcat Arena and have a chance to do that. Again, the way it's set up, only four teams in the conference get an extra game in their home floor, and that's numbers 5, 6, 7, and 8 when it comes to the seeding of the MIAA postseason tournament.
Central Oklahoma expanding their lead just a bit over Missouri Southern now with 4:34 left in the game. Central Oak up 57-52.
Inbound comes into the backcourt for Stevens. Stevens working against Norton. Out near the center circle to the high post for Schechinger. Goes on the drive, and she's going to be fouled. A couple of defenders there for Truman State. It's going to be Megan Sharp called for her third. It's the sixth team foul against Truman, so Northwest will inbound. And then they'll be in the bonus for the last 1:25. Stevens looking to inbound on the baseline right. Lobs it out for Schechinger, top of the key. And Schechinger will be fouled right away by Nicole Glore. That'll be the second on Glore. And Timber Schechinger will go to the free throw line to shoot two for Northwest. Excuse me, 1-1 for Northwest. She is a 76% free throw shooter. Schechinger with three threes and 13 points so far today. Her free throw off the right side of the rim. And Northwest not happy. On the right side, Truman State had somebody falling into the lane, swinging their arms. Up top of the key, a three-pointer no good for Courtney Strait. The air ball out of bounds underneath, and Northwest will get it back. 1:12 to go. Bearcats up 68-59. Schechinger looks to inbound, and now Stevens trying to get open is bumped and knocked to the floor for Truman, that's not a big deal. They were going to foul immediately anyway. Allie Norton's called for her first. And Monique Stevens will go to the other end. So for Truman, really, they save a little bit of time there, if anything. Stevens steps to the line for a 1-1 with that the eighth team foul against Truman State. First trip to the line for Stevens today. She's a 66% free throw shooter, and her first one rattles out. Glore with the rebound. Outlet to McHenry. Cross midcourt on the left. Gets it over to the right. Norton will take it from almost 30 feet out. That one misses right. Rebound for Nelson underneath. Nelson is fouled from behind immediately, so she'll go to the other end and step to the free throw line for Northwest with this the ninth team foul against Truman State.
No, Truman in a situation where they feel like they need to score quickly, but I think panicking just a little bit out of their offense and not taking as good of a percentage shot as they normally would.
Nelson 4 of 5 at the free throw line for Northwest. Front end of the 1-1 here, off the back of the rim. Sharp with the rebound for Truman. So the Cats missing some free throws late. Pass ahead on the right side, straight open, a 3 on the way, and it's good for Courtney Strait. Fourth 3 of the game for Strait. She has 21 points. Inbound to Nelson. Gets it back to Schechinger. 52 seconds to play. Schechinger with a pass ahead and a foul. This will go on Becca McHenry. That'll be the third on McHenry. 68-62. The Northwest women still with the lead. 52 seconds to play. And with that three-point threat from Truman, the Cats got to get some free throws here.
Yeah, they got to take advantage of really, for the most part in the game, they've done well at the free throw line. But as you mentioned, missing some key free throws down the stretch.
First of two for Timber Schechinger off the back of the rim. She can make it a three-possession game if she hits her second free throw. Amy Briggs into the lineup, taking the place of Nicole Glore. Briggs a pretty good three-point shooter as well. Second one for Schechinger is up, and that one is good. 14 points for Timber Schechinger, 69-62, Northwest on top. Cross midcourt, left side, McHenry to the wing. Brings it out between the circle. Schechinger tips it loose. McHenry able to come up with it. Right side for Norton. Norton gets herself open. Up with the three. It's off the front of the rim and in for Allie Norton. 4-3 of the game for Norton. And then on the inbound, a foul call. Northwest with another chance at the free throw line with 35 seconds to play. Foul is going to be against Amy Briggs. That'll be her second. And Timber Schechinger will step right back to the free throw line for Northwest.
Things tightening up in Central Oklahoma and Missouri Southern now. One-point game, 57-56, Central Oklahoma on top of Southern.
First free throw for Schechinger is good.
And that's with 2:44 left in the game down in Edmond.
Bearcat women need a Central Oklahoma win. It's a five-point game here, Northwest up. Second free throw by Schechinger is good. So she hits both. 16 points for Schechinger, 71-65 Northwest. McHenry. Out top, straight, quick three on the way, off the front of the rim, rebound knocked away from Stevens, who is fouled by Megan Sharp. That'll be the fourth on Sharp, and Monique Stevens will go to the free throw line. She's going to have a chance to make it a three-possession game with two free throw opportunities. Make on any one of the two would make it a three-possession game, with the lead right now 6 for Northwest and 26 seconds to play. Stevens gets ready for the first, and that's off the back of the rim. Big free throw misses here late, probably knocking another hair or two off the head of Coach Mark Kellogg. This could be a good-sized lead for Northwest. Second free throw goes for Stevens. She rattled that one down, 72-65 Northwest. McHenry over to Strait, back to McHenry, between the circles, onto the right, Strait, fakes on the three, goes on the drive, pass tipped by Nelson, goes out of bounds with 15 and a half seconds to go. Cats doing a good job of forcing Truman to use some clock to get the shot off, and Norton will inbound baseline left. Lobs it out for Sharp, top of the key, gives it up for Briggs. Briggs to the left, Norton up with the three, that's off the back of the rim, the rebound for McHenry, out to Strait, 7 seconds to play, Briggs up with the three, that one's off left, Stevens with the rebound for Northwest, dribbles out of trouble and the Bearcats get it done. A big win against the tough Truman State team this afternoon, 72-65 the final, as the Northwest women come up with a couple of good wins this week. To put them at 14-12 overall, but more importantly, 8-10 in the MIAA. We're going to keep an eye on that UCO-Missouri Southern score as UCO is up by one.
Yeah,
Southern, is that Southern up by one
Southern
now?
Southern now is just taking a 58-57 lead with 1:55 left.
So we'll keep an eye on that, and as soon as that goes final, we'll let you know. But the Northwest women go into the MIAA postseason tournament with a win, and a matter of fact, three straight wins heading into the tournament next week. The final this afternoon, 72-65, Northwest over Truman State. We're back to Bearcat Arena after this. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Vaquero & Herzog, REMAX First Choice Real Estate of Liberty, Missouri, specializing in residential and commercial property in North Kansas City. More information available at 816-806-7777.
Northwest's award-winning Department of Agricultural Sciences offers hands-on experience for students at the University Farm, Orchard, Test Plots, and Horticulture Complex. Learn more at www.nwmissouri.edu.
This Bearcat broadcast is brought to you in part by the Northwest Alumni Association. Contributions to the Alumni Association support the Northwest Foundation and its educational opportunities for students. For more information, call 562-1248.
Today's game on the Bearcat Radio Network is brought to you in part by the Nottoway Valley Bank, serving Northwest Missouri since 1868. Services include online banking and e-bill pay at nvb.com. Locations in Maryville, Savannah, St. Joseph, and Mound City.
Northwest Missouri State Bearcat Sports on the Bearcat Radio Network is brought to you in part by the Bearcat Booster Club, assisting the athletic department in funding improvements and providing equipment for the various teams. The Bearcat Booster Club, 562-1713.
Bearcat Radio Network broadcasts are supported by the Compass Dental Group, Dr. Bruce Twaddle and Dr. Brian Viertaler at 231 East Summit Drive in Maryville. More information available at CompassDentalGroup.com.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Nottoway County Economic Development, whose services encourage people to live, work, and do business in Nottoway County, providing regional employment, health care, and educational opportunity. Nottoway County Economic Development, with more information at MaryvilleMo.org.
Support for this Bearcat sports broadcast comes from Carson Sports Grill, located at 310 North Main, offering lunch and dinner meals for dine-in or carry-out. Carson's, featuring a selection of sandwiches, appetizers, and more. For more information, call 582-2699.
All out, all game, all season. Bearcat basketball on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Back out at Bearcat Arena, the Northwest women get the win this afternoon, 72-65 over Truman State, and right now not getting the help they need out of Central Oklahoma.
No, Missouri Southern right now up on Central Oklahoma, 60-57. Erin Rice for the Lions just hit a layup. She's got 18 points so far in this one, and a big layup there, giving Southern a three-point lead. 50 seconds left in that one, but still some time. But Missouri Southern having a little bit of a late run there to regain the lead.
And the important thing, the Northwest women, even if they don't get a home game next week, going into the MIAA postseason tournament on three wins, like you said, probably the best full 40 minutes of basketball that we've seen out of them today.
I think it was. They really came out, played well in the first half, made some adjustments at halftime, did a much better job limiting Truman State's rebounds in the second half. Really, for the most part, took care of the basketball well, ran their offense, got some good looks inside and some kickouts out on the perimeter for some big threes. And really, I think they did everything they really wanted to do coming into this game plan-wise against Truman State, and it worked. They played 40 full minutes and came up with a big win against a very good Truman State team. This might be one of their best wins of the season. Truman State, a team that's been in the national rankings a couple times this season, and came into this one, I think, with only four conference losses to start with. So a very good team, and Northwest is able to knock off Truman State in a game that means an awful lot for both of these squads.
So the Northwest women with a win, 72-65. We'll come back with the Extra Effort Award after this. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network.
It's time for this week's All That Jazz conversation with the president of Northwest Missouri State University, Dr. John Jasinski. This week, Dr. Jasinski talks to John Coffey about Theater Northwest's successful run of a Neil Simon classic.
Unbelievable performance. Barefoot in the Park, Neil Simon play. Our students, both the cast and the crew, have just done, I mean, they've knocked it out of the park on this one, John. They always do, actually. And Theater Northwest is the performing group directed by Dr. Theo Ross. And Theo is just he's a gem. He is somebody very, very special. You talk about artisans and people that really, really are at the top of their profession. Theo's it. And, you know, John, as they put their set together, they get professional design instructions, and they do all kinds of research. And as they talk about the casting and practice behind it, you and I think sometimes, well, how do the basketball players practice, et cetera? What do the coaches do for schemes and all that? Same exact thing. And it is just unbelievable, the amount of preparation. But the guest performances have been great. I mean, we had Ron Houston the other night. He brought down the house. We're so thankful for Ron and everything he does for the university. But obviously got some acting talent, too. Jasinski was out there, John. But, you know, that's small potatoes. It really is. It's all about our students. And they, I'm enthralled. I was so impressed and just very happy about being part of that, very honored to do that, but more importantly, what they do. And again, it ties into them going out into the world and getting into their profession. And we actually had one of the originals that starred in Neil Simon's Barefoot in the Park from New York back in the 60s.
That was this week's All That Jazz conversation with the president of Northwest Missouri State University, Dr. John Jasinski, talking to John Coffey about Theater Northwest's recent production of a Neil Simon classic.
The Extra Effort Award is underwritten by Mr. Good Sense Subs and Pasta, located at 121 South Main in Maryville.
Back out at Bearcat Arena after a win for the Northwest Missouri State women this afternoon, 72-65 over Truman State. It is time for the Extra Effort Award, and John, you look at Northwest, five players in double-digit scoring. They did a better job of rebounding the basketball in the second half, but somebody with stats in several categories leading the way, Monique Stevens.
Boy, a solid game for Monique all the way around. 5 of 8 from the field as she was 1 of 3 at the free throw line, also knocked down a three-pointer in the game. 7 rebounds for one of the smaller players on the floor. She had 12 points total, 8 assists to go along with 7 rebounds and 12 points. Just a very solid game for Monique in helping Northwest to the win.
Also for Northwest in this one, 16 points from Timber Schechinger. She was 3 of 5 from three-point range and had 3 steals as well. 14 points for Maggie Marnin. Marnin also with 4 rebounds. 11 points apiece off the bench for both Alexis Bay and Meredy Scott for Northwest. On the other side for Truman State, Courtney Strait came off the bench to lead them in scoring with 21 points. She was 5 of 9 from three-point range. 15 points for Allie Norton. She was 4 of 8 from three-point range for Truman State. And waiting for that final score out of the Central Oak Missouri Southern game, and right now it's a 62-59 lead for Missouri Southern with, is that 2 or 3 seconds left?
3 seconds left.
3 seconds left in the ball game. So hopefully when we come back from break, we'll have that for you. Does not look good. It looks like Northwest will end up being on the road on Tuesday in the first round of the MIAA postseason tournament, but we will know for sure here in just a couple of minutes. So we'll take a timeout and be back with more from Bearcat Arena as we get ready for the men's matchup after this. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network.
The Extra Effort Award is brought to you by Mr. Good Sense in Maryville, serving sub sandwiches, hot pastas, salads, soups, and sides. Delivery service is also provided. Located at 121 South Main in Maryville, 582-2368. Today's game on the Bearcat Radio Network is brought to you in part by the Nottoway Valley Bank, serving Northwest Missouri since 1868. Services include online banking and e-bill pay at nvb.com. Locations in Maryville, Savannah, St. Joseph, and Mound City.
Support for today's Bearcat broadcast comes from Maryville Glass and Lock, offering 24-hour emergency service, locksmithing, auto glass, rock chip repair, storefronts, and entrances. Located at 5th and Buchanan, 582-3131, or at MaryvilleGlassandLock.com.
Today's game is being underwritten on the Bearcat Radio Network by National Investors and Northwest alumni, RGO Smith and Greg Wilson. Services include asset protection and retirement planning, estate organization, and insurance options. National Investors with a national office in Redfield, Iowa.
The Department of Communication and Mass Media at Northwest includes studies in public relations, advertising, broadcasting, journalism, and interactive digital media. The department offers hands-on experience through on-campus radio stations, a TV station, and student publications.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Vaquero & Herzog, REMAX First Choice Real Estate of Liberty, Missouri, specializing in residential and commercial property in North Kansas City. More information available at 816-806-7777. Today's broadcast is brought to you by St. Francis Hospital and Health Services in Maryville. Founded in 1894, St. Francis Hospital and Health Services provides health care for residents in northwest Missouri and southwest Iowa. 660-562-2600.
Northwest Missouri State Bearcat Sports on the Bearcat Radio Network is brought to you in part by the Bearcat Booster Club, assisting the athletic department in funding improvements and providing equipment for the various teams. The Bearcat Booster Club, 562-1713.
It's pretty simple. All out, all game, all season. You're listening to Northwest Missouri State Basketball on the Bearcat Radio Network. It's time for Northwest Missouri State Basketball on the Bearcat Radio Network. Let's go courtside for today's game.
Good afternoon. Welcome back to Bearcat Arena, game two of our doubleheader along the Bearcat Radio Network. Northwest Missouri State and Truman State. In the men's game, Northwest comes in 17-8. They're 10-6 in MIAA play. Truman State stands at 9-16 and 6-11. Along with Matt Gorder, I'm John Coffey. And Matt, before we talk more about this men's matchup coming up, we've got some unfinished business to talk about in the women's game after the Northwest women came up with a 72-65 victory over at Truman State. It was Missouri Southern's women defeating Central Oklahoma 63-59.
Yeah, so the Cats are going to have to go on the road in that 8-9 matchup next week. And, hoping to get a game here at home next week, but it looks like that's not going to happen. And most likely, I got a little more figuring, but I think it means a trip to Joplin. We'll make sure and let you know for sure, but it looks like a trip to Joplin possibly on Tuesday night.
Now, for this Northwest men's basketball team, they're playing for what could be as high as a 3 seed in the MIAA tournament and a bye in the first round. If they went today, essentially they get that 3 seed. If they lose, they could go anywhere from a 4 to a 5 seed. And a 4 seed also would get them a bye in the first round, but they'd like to go in, play some good basketball, and getting into the tournament with that 3 seed.
Yeah, you know, and we talked about it before the women's game, how the Truman women were in a similar position. And for the Northwest men, you kind of feel like with the way the Truman men have played that this is a winnable ball game to come in and get a victory here on your home floor. But I'm sure the Truman women felt they were coming into a winnable ball game as well. So Cats are going to have to be ready to go. They got a couple of players they really got to keep an eye on today that can be game changers for Truman State.
We'll be back. Have more for you on our pregame right after this timeout on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for this Bearcat sports broadcast comes from Carson Sports Grill, located at 310 North Main, offering lunch and dinner meals for dine-in or carry-out. Carson's, featuring a selection of sandwiches, appetizers, and more. For more information, call 582-2699.
Northwest Department of English and Modern Languages offers undergraduate majors and minors in English, Spanish, Deaf Studies and Writing, as well as graduate programs in English. Learn more at www.nwmissouri.edu.
Northwest Missouri State Bearcat Sports on the Bearcat Radio Network is brought to you in part by the Bearcat Booster Club, assisting the athletic department in funding improvements and providing equipment for the various teams. The Bearcat Booster Club, 562-1713.
Today's game on the Bearcat Radio Network is brought to you in part by Mr. Goodsense in Maryville, serving sub sandwiches, hot pastas, salads, soups, and sides. Delivery service is also provided. Mr. Goodsense at 121 South Main in Maryville, 582-2368.
Support for today's Bearcat broadcast comes from Maryville Glass and Lock, offering 24-hour emergency service, locksmithing, auto glass, rock chip repair, storefronts, and entrances. Located at 5th and Buchanan, 582-3131, or at MaryvilleGlassandLock.com.
Today's game is underwritten by National Investors and Northwest alumni R. Joe Smith and Greg Wilson. Services include asset protection and retirement planning, estate organization, and insurance options. National Investors with a national office in Redfield, Iowa.
Today's broadcast is brought to you by St. Francis Hospital and Health Services in Maryville. Founded in 1894, St. Francis Hospital and Health Services provides health care for residents in northwest Missouri and southwest Iowa. 660-562-2600.
Today's game is underwritten by Shelter Insurance, providing auto, home, life, and business insurance, 24-hour claims assistance, and insurance protection reviews. More information from Shelter Insurance agents Dave Weigel of Maryville, Craig Thompson of Albany, and Jonathan Miller of Mound City.
You may be big, but even Godzilla ain't getting this ball. You're listening to Northwest Missouri State Basketball on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Back at Bearcat Arena, Northwest and Truman State men's teams going through their pregame warm-ups. Before we move on, let's pause 10 seconds for station identification. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network. Matt, you look at this Northwest Truman State matchup. One of the keys to a Truman State team that has struggled in recent years. They've clinched a spot in the NCAA postseason tournament. It's the first time in the tournament since the 2006 and 7 season. Second year under head coach Matt Woodley. And this Bulldog team is making strides in the right direction.
Yeah, and, you know, that's not a big surprise. You look at their head coach. You mentioned Matt Woodley. And, you know, his whole family, all they do is coach. So, you know, they're going to have a feel for what to do with a team to try to improve them and get them to be playing better basketball. It looks like he's done that here in their second year. And, you know, obviously the challenges change with them leaving the conference next year, but they at least have made some strides over what they've done in the recent years.
Yeah, for the Bearcat men, they've won their last three games and playing some pretty good basketball right now.
Yeah, and, you know, they're playing, I think, to where you want to play going into the tournament. Now, they struggled a little bit in the first half against Kearney, but it looked like that was just to get your game legs back under you after they got out of the routine with no game last Saturday. And, you know, we'll find out here if they come out and play well right from the start here. That's all it was, because they did play better in the second half in that matchup against Kearney Wednesday night.
Northwest of Truman State, when we come back, we'll hear from the head coach of the Bearcat men, Ben McCollum. That's coming up right after this timeout on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Today's Northwest Alumni Salute is brought to you by the Northwest Alumni Association. Information on membership benefits at 660-562-1248.
1974 graduate of Northwest Missouri State University, Dr. Ron Woolsey's time on the Northwest campus included being a part of the Bearcat Junior Varsity football program, as well as a varsity track and field pole vaulter. He says, though, he still appreciates the academic opportunities he had at Northwest.
I had a industrial arts major and a physical education major with first ed and driver's ed. So academically, I really enjoyed my time there. I only had 3 years in my undergraduate studies. I finished up, and like I said, I did an early student teaching in a summer school and then started teaching in 74.
Woolsey received his master's degree from Northwest in 1978, and in addition to teaching at the high school level, also had an opportunity as an instructor at Northwest before seeking his doctorate from Iowa State. Well, as he says, since obtaining his doctorate, he spent most of his career in education.
I spent about 11 years at Indiana State University and then about 7 years in industry as an engineering manager, and had an opportunity to take over as a graduate coordinator at University of Central Missouri, coordinate two graduate programs there at the master's level and a consortium PhD program with one of my alma maters, Indiana State University, Bowling Green State University, ECU, and North Carolina A&T.
1974 graduate of Northwest Missouri State University, Dr. Ron Woolsey.
Today's Northwest Alumni Salute is brought to you by the Northwest Alumni Association. Information on membership benefits at 660-562-1248.
The pregame interview with Northwest men's head basketball coach Ben McCollum is brought to you by Carson Sports Grill in Maryville, located at 310 North Main, 582-2699.
Welcome back to our pregame as the Northwest Missouri State men's basketball team gets set to face Truman State in the final regular season home game of the year. Joined now by the head coach of the Northwest Missouri State men's basketball team, Ben McCollum. And, Coach, a lot to play for in this final regular season game. First of all, one gets you a number three seed in the NCAA postseason tournament.
Yeah, this is a big game. You know, I think it's got that championship feel to it, just like last year. Our last game, shoot, every year I've been here. This last game's been very important, and it's the same this year. And so we've been here before. You've got to be determined. You've got to be determined to win the basketball game, handle runs, and just fight a little bit. And, you know, that's what I'm hoping we do tonight.
Yeah, it looks like as far as the postseason play, you can finish anywhere from a 3 to a 5 seed. But a win, again, really solidifies things for you.
Yeah, and it gets you some confidence going into the conference tournament where you, you know, you're playing well and you're playing together. And, you know, when you win, I guess that would be 4 in a row if we happen to win it. You know, now you win 4 in a row going to the conference tournament. That's big time, and that gives you some confidence.
Now, you're facing a Truman State team also is a lot to play for. They've clinched a spot into the conference tournament for the first time in a few years now, and a team that really seems to be making some strides this season.
Well, they compete so hard. They compete hard defensively. Offensively, they really trick you. You know, they run a lot of tricky a little baseline screen action, some ball screen action that's difficult to guard. So We're going to have to keep our head on a swivel, get through screens, trail shooters, and get through on the others, and be able to come away from here with a win.
Now, they give you a few looks that you just don't see during the regular season up to this point.
Not a lot, but they do everything and offensively. And so we really dummied it down and just focused on three sets, and then also focused on some specific actions to defend. And then offensively, we'll be okay offensively. I think we'll be able to go inside. They pretty much play mostly man, but they've shown some zone. But, you know, they don't quite have the length of most zones.
Now, I know this really doesn't play a factor as far as what goes on the floor today or as well for the postseason tournament, but kind of a little bit of a historic note here. The two of the three original MIAA teams that are still in the conference, Truman State going out of the conference after this, so this is their last regular season conference matchup with Northwest.
Yeah, and I think that's more for them than us. For us, it's kind of business as usual. And I guess it didn't really affect us, and it's not like Missouri Western going out. You know, I know that, they're fairly kind of a rival of ours, but, we'll miss them. I wish they would stay, but we wish them luck in the GLVC.
Yeah, and as far as the keys to today's game, what are some of the main keys you're looking for?
Need a rebound, just like we do every game. Need a pressure. And then just hit the first open guy offensively, and I think we should be okay.
All right, Coach, good luck. We'll talk to you after the game.
Thanks a lot, John.
Hey, Coach of the Northwest Missouri State men's basketball team, Ben McCollum, stay tuned. We'll be back and have the starting lineups right after this timeout on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for this Bearcat sports broadcast comes from Carson Sports Grill, located at 310 North Main, offering lunch and dinner meals for dine-in or carry-out. Carson's, featuring a selection of sandwiches, appetizers, and more. For more information, call 582-2699.
Northwest Department of Fine and Performing Arts offers degrees in art, music, theater, and speech education, among others. Students benefit from hands-on experience. Learn more at www.nwmissouri.edu.
This Bearcat broadcast is brought to you in part by the Northwest Alumni Association. Contributions to the Alumni Association support the Northwest Foundation and its educational opportunities for students. For more information, call 562-1248.
Today's game is underwritten by Shelter Insurance, providing auto, home, life, and business insurance, 24-hour claims assistance, and insurance protection reviews. More information from Shelter Insurance agents Dave Weigel of Maryville, Craig Thompson of Albany, and Jonathan Miller of Mound City.
Crisis response students at Northwest Missouri State University are learning about more than dealing with crises. The students worked with Northwest Missouri State's mass media department to simulate interactions with the press. The Principles of a Humanitarian Aid course at Northwest challenges students to simulate relief to a fictitious country facing political unrest and a natural disaster. Advanced reporting students played the roles of different broadcast networks, all with different audiences. Commanding General and Associate Professor Mark Corson says his students learned how to interact with the press.
Well, one of the components of our class is that humanitarians have to be familiar with strategic communications and public public relations, if you will, so that they can get their story out to the public as part of crisis communications. And Dr. Sudoff's students are in his advanced reporting class, and so there was a great opportunity there for my students as humanitarian workers to actually do interviews and press conferences with his students serving as reporters. I'm very fortunate to have some advanced students working with me, and Justine Smith, who this was her project, she went over and did the a briefing on the Atlantica scenario to the reporting students and also helped them get in character as World News Network correspondents, think sort of CNN, BBC, British Broadcasting Corporation type folks, as well as Southern Atlantica Media, who had a very specific point of view, and then the Atlantica Broadcasting Corporation.
Corson says the simulation gave all students involved experience in high-stress scenarios.
The weather had an impact as well. There's a class that goes with this for the humanitarian relief students prior to being put into this circumstance, but school was canceled that day. So they found themselves working with folks that they weren't really familiar with to do this press conference. And the nature of the press conference, particularly with the Southern Atlantica folks and the Northern Atlantican folks, there was a serious degree of stress and hostility in the room, and they had to contend with that.
The Principles of Humanitarian Aid course is part of Northwest Crisis Response, major and minor.
The starting lineups are underwritten by Maryville Glass and Lock, located at 5th and Buchanan, 660-582-3131.
Back at Bearcat Arena, a good crowd on hand for the final regular season games of the year for Northwest in this men's matchup. Northwest coming in 17-8, 10-6 in the MIAA tournament, states 9-16 and 6-11. The lineup for the Bearcats, a little bit of a different look for this afternoon's game. Alex Sullivan, one of the guard spots, a 6-foot senior out of Painesville, Ohio. Sullivan, one of three seniors that will be honored prior to tip-off time in today's game. He's coming in averaging almost 11 points and 4 rebounds a contest. Also in the lineup at a guard spot, Matt Wallace, a 5'11 sophomore out of Bellevue, Nebraska, averaging 4 points and 4 rebounds a game. He's also 6th in the MIAA in assists per game at nearly 5 assists per contest, 4th in the conference in assist turnover ratio at 2.1. He's at one of the guard spots. And D'Angelo Haley moving into the starting lineup for today's game. 6'3 senior out of Detroit, Michigan, and Kankakee Community College. He's averaging 14 points and 5 rebounds a game. Kyle Slake in the lineup, a 6'10 junior out of Forth, Nebraska, averaging 4 points and 4 rebounds a game. And Dylan Starzl inside, a 6'8 junior out of Kearney, Missouri, averaging 14 points and 5 rebounds a game. We'll get to Tournament State's lineup in just a moment. Right now, time for the national anthem performed by the Northwest Missouri State Pep Band. National anthem performed by the Northwest Missouri State Bearcat Pep Band. The lineup for Truman State, they'll have at a guard spot Seth Jackson, a 6'3 sophomore out of St. Louis, Missouri. He's the 2012 Freshman of the Year, averaging 12 points and 4 rebounds a game. Also to guard Corey Myers, a 6'3 freshman out of Ankeny, Iowa. He's averaging 6 points and 3 rebounds a game. 7th in the MIAA in assist at just over 4 per game. Also to forward is Marik Bush. He's a 6'6 junior out of Kansas City, Missouri, averaging 4 points and 5 rebounds a game. Inside will be Mike Carlson, a 6'9 junior from Superior, Wisconsin, 16 points and 6 rebounds a game. He's got 36 blocks on the season. That's good for 5th in the conference. And at a guard spot, Tom Norton, a 5'9 senior out of Bloomington, Illinois, averaging 12 points and 1 board a game. First in the conference in free throw shooting percentage at 92%. Also first in the MIAA in three-pointers made at just over 3 a game. That's the way the lineups look, Northwest and Truman State. We'll be back, get ready for the tip-off right after this timeout on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for today's starting lineups on the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Maryville Glass and Lock, located at 5th and Buchanan, 660-582-3131, or MarryvilleGlassAndLock.com.
The Northwest Missouri State baseball team split a doubleheader to end its series Monday as Lindenwood took Game 1 7-4 and the Bearcats grabbed Game 2 5-4. The Lions scored in the top of the first and held the lead until the bottom of the third inning when Northwest had three runners cross the plate. Northwest moves to 2-9 on the season and 2-6 in MIAA play and will play host to Central Oklahoma Saturday at Bearcat Field. The games are scheduled for a doubleheader Saturday with a noon start time, and the third and final game of the series will begin at noon on Sunday.
Today's game on the Bearcat Radio Network is brought to you in part by the Nottoway Valley Bank, serving Northwest Missouri since 1868. Services include online banking and e-bill pay at nvb.com. Locations in Maryville, Savannah, St. Joseph, and Mound City.
Support for today's Bearcat broadcast comes from Maryville Glass and Lock, offering 24-hour emergency service, locksmithing, auto glass, rock chip repair, storefronts, and entrances. Located at 5th and Buchanan, 582-3131, or at MarryvilleGlassAndLock.com.
Today's game on the Bearcat Radio Network is brought to you in part by Mr. Goodson's in Maryville, serving sub sandwiches, hot pastas, salads, soups, and sides. Delivery service is also provided. Mr. Goodson's at 121 South Main in Maryville, 582-2368.
Northwest Missouri State Basketball is underwritten on the Bearcat Radio Network by Carson Sports Grill, Mr. Goodson's Subs and Pasta, Maryville Glass and Lock, National Investors, St. Francis Hospital and Health Services, Shelter Insurance, and the Northwest Alumni Association. And by Nottoway Valley Bank, Compass Dental Group, Nottoway County Economic Development, the Carol Herzog REMAX Realtors of Liberty, Missouri, and the Bearcat Booster Club. Northwest Missouri State Basketball is a production of KXCV Radio.